How many people want to kick some ass?
Yes, the turkey is in the oven. The ball game is on the TV and Dad's watching it, and good Lord, the weird uncle is telling racist jokes again. But that's okay.
He's like, Ashley's the bitch. She's the good person of Mass Effect. Fuck Liara.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. This is Running Shit Episode 2. Welcome back to the party. And that voice you heard right there was my homeboy, fellow shit runner, Jeff Chorney. What's up?
Not too much, man.
We got here, a newcomer, a newbie, a virgin shit runner, is Tom Mace. Dr. Tom Mace.
What's up, guys? You have a doctor in the house. That's right.
We got a PhD in running shit. You don't even know.
That means we're officially running shit now. You know,
officially.
Certified.
Officially.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, today we're going to be talking about, who's going to be running shit in the industry, or who is running shit in the industry this year.
No Papa Scoots tonight, though.
No Papa Scoots.
No Papa Scoots. He's on.
No. He's in San Fran.
Yeah. Lucky.
The land of the 49ers. And,
unfortunately.
Hey, they're doing well this
whatever.
Year.
I guess he can say he's in the future, right?
No, the weird.
Or is he in the
past?
No, he's in the past. Yeah,
he's in the past. So he's living in the past.
What's up, geography?
What's up? How you doing, time zones? What's up?
We see time zones are running shit on your game. That's for sure.
Probably so, and that's just not even real. Who knew? So, but first we're gonna have distractions. We may or may not have a little bit of news, and then after the break we'll do our feature, and then maybe end us questions, maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but. First, Mr. Chorney, what's been running your shit lately, man?
Not much, man. Not a long time since I have had to adjust my mic. Hold on, I might get noisy. Since last time we recorded, it's only been a few days, really.
Yeah.
What the hell did I? I didn't do much this weekend. This past few days, I had an epic Street Fighter session on Saturday.
Yeah,
with our homeboy, Jason A. Striker.
Whoa, hey.
Game Informer fame.
Local celebrity?
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it was him, my animated fan. There was a bunch of us from, the Retroids, comedians and stuff like that, Pigpen and stuff. Pigpen's, Andrew Rezmonsky, the Mexican from Exploited Deleted. I'm going to feel like a douche because I'm forgetting, a bunch of people. We had, five people in that room. And why?
Good job, a-hole.
Probably because we played for about 6 hours.
You're only missing one. If you named three other people, so you're missing one more person.
Yeah, but people kind of subbed in and out.
Got you. Yeah, because you don't want a party bigger than five.
I know Cracker Jack was in there for a bit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we would try to keep it to five. The lobby was always five, and then I remember at some point someone left, and then we brought someone in.
Cool.
It was Two Hands Revy. Mm. He was in there for a bit, too. Oh,
awesome.
So, yeah.
Giggity.
Times. And, yeah. But other than that, man, it was a relaxing weekend. Just kind of chilled. Watched some TV, watched some movies.
Good shit. Tom,
watch Lion
up,
King, dude. Hold on, I'm not done.
Well, you said you're sitting there and you're like,
yeah, then, so yeah. Then I freaking remembered I watched Lion King on Blu-ray.
Just running shit.
How's that look?
That's what he's doing.
Awesome. Awesome. Looks really good on Blu-ray. And man, that movie, as good as it is, kind of fucking depressing.
I saw that in the theaters when it came out.
Yeah, same here.
I saw it again, and I was with a friend, and we're like,
the new one.
Yeah, I saw the room we released. We're like, dude, let's just see The Lion King, man. And it was just like nostalgia, just like during the whole entire movie. But it was really cool as the kids were still laughing at the jokes that I laughed at when
that
I was a kid.
They were all laughing
at all the jokes. They laughed, which was
that's awesome.
Which was funny. It was.
And
have you guys seen the Broadway play by any chance?
No, I did not.
I missed it. It was fantastic.
I should have saw it.
Yeah, I should have too.
But no, didn't check it out. I still get choked up, though, that stampede scene every time. I watched it by myself because Tanya was, with her parents on Friday night, so I'm, watching. I'm going to watch Lion King by myself. And that's part of the movie. I'm just, getting all choked up.
I'm the same way, though, at the moment where Simba is growing up and he's lost his way and he goes up to, the little stream and he sees Mufasa and he's like, remember who you are. And
spoilers.
Kill my ship. I'd be like, I love you, Dad!
Yeah.
I love you!
Yeah, it's a depressing fucking movie.
There's a reason why it did so well. It struck the chord with many, many people.
Hell yeah. And then I watched Rain of Fire.
That was Disney's last great movie right there.
That's depressing.
Rain of Fire? Fucking
I
dragons?
I like Rain of Fire, man.
Fucking
hell
dragons?
Yeah.
That's
fucking
awesome,
dragons.
Dude. Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
That is an awesome
fucking depressing
movie.
I'm sorry, that's the best dragon movie, man.
Yeah,
that
it is. I agree.
It's kind of might be sad to say that, but I actually enjoy that movie.
You forgot about the other great one. Dragonheart.
Oh, no, that does not hold up. Oh, my God.
Now you're going to see D-Wars is next.
Oh, it's terrible. I remember seeing that in theaters, and I loved it. I was like, this movie's amazing. With
Dragonheart?
Yeah, and then I watched it, like, it was probably about a couple months ago, because it was on Netflix. I'm like, I got, like, literally 25 minutes in. I'm like, this is the worst movie ever.
The dragon looked good.
Yeah.
Visually, but there was only one of them. That was the problem. Yeah, there weren't fucking dragons, just one dragon.
Fucking dragon.
Yeah, there was a fucking dragon. That's.
And the lines were cheesy, and you can tell, like, they spent all their money on special effects, because everything else was terrible.
The dragons looked amazing. The dragon, the dragon looked amazing.
Yeah, he looked awesome. And Sean Connery, I mean, come on.
Oh, a great voice for the dragon.
Yeah, but the movie's god awful.
Wait, the dragon talked?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Okay, I have got to see this
movie. You've never seen Dragonheart?
No.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah, you need to check it out just for that now. Sean Connery's the dragon.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, I gotta check that.
He's the last dragon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last dragon. No, the last dragon is, Bruce Leroy. that's the last dragon. Don't give me some funky shit.
No.
I've seen the last dragon.
No, he's the last fucking dragon.
Okay, yeah. Last fuck.
That's it. Yeah, that'd be cool. Now I'm done.
Okay, you're done. Tom. Yeah. What has been running your shit lately?
I've just been a lot of working and a lot of Skyriming.
Yeah,
that's all. That's all.
Talking about the video game or
the video game Skyrim. Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
So yeah. So
you still kicking cancer's ass and everything?
Trying to do a lot of writing for some grants and shit. But when I'm not writing and working, playing Skyrim, you know.
Cool.
That's all I've been really. Honestly, that's all I've been fucking doing, man. Is just
fighting a good fight, man.
Yep. That's all I've been doing, man.
Travis, cool. What about you?
Yeah.
Me? Nothing much. I have been working, getting ready for Black Friday. I got me a new phone. I got a Droid Incredible 2. None of that is interesting. Let's talk about some Skyrim.
What time do you have to get in and fight off the crowds? What time is the GameStop opening?
Oh, I'm opening at 5 a.m.
Oh, you're not doing the midnight thing? Like, you're not competing with Walmart?
No. It's only the stores that are. I can't talk work actually on the show. So let's talk about some motherfucking Skyrim.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Tom, how are you enjoying Skyrim? We talked a little bit about it last week.
I'm like 30
week, so.
Hours in, and
you're about where I am now.
Yeah. Time-wise. Well, no. What level are you at?
20. Early 20s. Like, I can't remember if I'm 21 or 20 or 21.
I'm level 16.
Okay.
Whoa.
That just means you're just being more thorough than I am.
I do these quests and I get off on these tangents and I'm not even, like yesterday, I played for like 3 hours yesterday, I didn't even level up. I had so much fun because I started my playthrough and guess what? Right near Riften, a dragon plopped down outside of town. The first thing I saw was a horse towards a stable, run toward it, and start to attack the dragon. And then the entire town rushed out and started beating on the dragon and that was my night starting off, like, and it was so fucking awesome. Like, I loaded up a save, walked to the Riften for the first time, and that's what I got approached with. Like,
that's pretty cool.
Nice. That's really cool.
But are you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you able to take down dragons 1-on-1 yet?
Oh yeah. Very easy.
What?
Yeah. Dude, I'm a full out mage, man. I kick ass.
Okay. See, so I gotta get on. I
went full out mage. I'm focusing in conjugation, and
so if you have conjugation, you're summoning.
Oh, I'm summoning.
Right?
I summon my Antronach all the time. I have a frost one. I have a fire one. And I'm an archmage.
I seriously, dude, I gotta get on that.
I am now the archmage, so I have plenty of like magic abilities and like I have good gear that bumps up my magic skills. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I did that whole magic quest.
You haven't done the mage quest, the mage guild stuff.
Oh, that's really cool. I had a dragon attack me there in the middle of the magic guild area and.
Nice.
Pretty epic.
See, when the game was coming out, I was like, okay, you know what? I've never done this in an Elder Scrolls game. I'm going to go full out mage because you know what? That just seems like an awesome thing to do. Full out mage. Here I come. And of course, when I play the game, I do a sneaky, thievish archer. Like I do every single time I play Elder Scrolls. And I'm so mad at myself for doing that and everything. And just so playing as a mage, like give us like, I mean, the reason I kind of shied against it.
I sneaked all throughout Deus Ex. I did not want to sneak in this game. So
right.
I didn't kill anyone in Deus Ex. So
wow.
I went through, I did the no kill playthrough. I didn't get the trophy because, the achievement
part,
because,
the
yeah,
tutorial.
I, tutorial, I shot the guy. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Cause you think you have to.
Exactly.
That got a lot of people.
But I went through the entire thing without killing anyone after that. So.
Hmm.
But so I didn't like I do I it. I do not want to play my game that way in Skyrim. I want to just kind of be a badass fucking mage.
You just
want to
blow shit up.
Dude, I have like these fireball skills that don't cost me anything at all to shoot, and I have like magic regeneration, so like I can just pump out magic like crazy, like because I have the archmage like robes, so I regenerate right. magic really quick.
So they give you really good items to regenerate, because that was one issue that I was having when I wanted to be like some sort of like a spell sword in Oblivion. Mm-hmm. That like everything costs so much magic, and of course
I have like 300 or 350 magic points, I think. Okay. And they regen really fast. Good. Like I'm only
at level
16.
That's pretty damn good.
I haven't put any of my stats in the health, none, because I can heal, and I usually use my Atronach. So I summon an Atronach, a flame Atronach, to kind of take away. So I don't usually use party members either. I summon that thing. I can summon. It's only around for 60 seconds, but I can recast it again. It doesn't cost me hardly anything. So I just summon it, and it goes off. It takes the blunt of the attacks. It throws fireballs, so it's great against dragons. So even when the dragon's throwing like flying around, it can shoot fireballs at the dragon up in the sky, and the dragon dragon focuses on that, and then I can actually attack the dragon very easily.
Yeah, dude, I'm not gonna lie. Like that matched up with like all your dragon shouts, that just sounds fucking baller.
I have excess dragon souls right now, because dragons are just easy. I mean, they're really not that hard. I'm actually waiting for elder dragons. I kind of want a little more of a challenge. Dragons are kind of easy. It's still epic, but.
You know, how far have you gotten? Like, how many missions numerically? How many missions have you gotten into the main quest? Have you upgraded like your main Unrelenting Force shout yet? Have you done any?
Yeah.
Of that?
Oh yeah. I'm far enough. Like I beat. I went on the quest. I'm going to Solitude next.
Okay. Cool.
That's
okay.
Where I haven't done that yet. I'm still doing more side quests and going around and doing other quests and just I'm gonna probably like when I get back from my Thanksgiving, I'm probably gonna start pushing the main quest a little bit.
I think I am too, because I'm at the situation where am I right now? Like, I want to do so many side quests, and when I'm focused on those side quests, I'm just like, I'm getting a little bit overwhelmed, and I'm looking at my menu, and I'm like, oh my god, I have so much shit to do, but I feel like I need to be doing the main quest. So I think I want to get to a point where I'm just like, just sticking to that main quest, getting it out of the way, and then I can focus on like the other side quests and doing one at a time. Because I got maybe like 12 or 13 like kind of core quests going on right now, and like my miscellaneous quests, I have at least 15 things in my miscellaneous quests. It's crazy.
Yeah. So like I also recently just fought my hardest like boss I've ever fought. Like it was in the mage quest. It was a dragon priest.
Those are the worst.
Oh my god! It took me like a half an hour of autos, like keeping on saving because he one hit kills me. He does one hit kills, so it was one of those things where I had to keep on auto saving all the time and like and position myself around pillars, and it was just a very hard long battle. But
I guess that's where the turnoff is, because you haven't been really putting too much in health or anything. So when I see a dragon priest, they don't one hit kill me, but I don't do enough damage to kill them yet. So it's basically kind of like a stalemate where I'm like, they're not doing too much damage to me, but I'm not doing any damage to them, so I end up just freaking running.
Well, and my Atronach wasn't much of a use to me in that battle.
No, I have a what's it called?
Where'd you get that fucking V? I keep on hearing you talk about that. I want one. Where is it?
The Daedric summon
thing. The Dramora. You have the Dramora. Right?
Yeah, I got the Dramora. You get that from, I guess.
Is it a spell book?
No, it's not a spell book. You do a quest in the game, and once you've done the quest, you get a staff, and the staff is
It's a staff that summons it.
That quest.
So do you have to actually hold the staff to keep it summoned?
No, you can summon it and then just put the staff away.
Oh, sweet. Because I dual wield my fireball, which stuns guys all the time, so I kind of rely on having both my spells. Like, I need both.
Oh, yeah, you can totally put it away, and the thing is it only lasts 60 seconds, too, and it's a beast. Against, like, dragon stuff or anything, it's really awesome, but against the dragon priest, because the dragon priest keeps... It's one of the few enemies in the game that... And I'll say this, is one of my biggest complaints with the game, is a lot of times when the enemies see you, they just rush you. They don't give a fuck. Unless you do damage to them and they run away, they're pretty much coming right at you, or if they're, like, a ranged, like a mage or, like,
mine
an archer.
Mine that I was finding was a full-on mage, because it was the mage quest, so it was actually it was actually a ranged character. It didn't really...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying, is the dragon priest. I was just comparing the other characters, not the dragon priest. The dragon priest was the first thing I fought that made sure to stay away from us. Like, it would not charge us. If we tried to get close to it, it would back up. It would float away, and we just could not get close, and... Who are you saying we?
You and the...
The Jamora. Oh, okay. And, the Jamora, and I usually always take around, because I pretty much completed the Companions Guild, you can pretty much bring any of those guys with you as well. Mm-hmm. And they're pretty damn strong. Until one of them died the other day. And I literally did one of these at the TV. I was like, no! And it was like, I was like, oh, I could just easily restart my save.
You done got Lydia'd.
Yeah, seriously. I'm too afraid to bring Lydia now, because all I hear is stories on the internet how Lydia, and this, like I said, we start actually talking about the game and not, this is sound like a spoiler podcast, but Lydia's like one of the people in the game, like yeah, early on, yeah, if you're doing the main quest, yeah. You get is like a companion. But I hear so many stories of how people get her killed, and I'm like, she just must suck, because the guys in the Champion Guild or Guild, whatever, they're pretty badass. Like, they can hold their own.
Yeah, I'm a loner. I don't, like, I rock with my summons. Like, I summon guys, and I have, like, a frost one now that's even more badass.
Oh, that makes sense, but I'm not a mage, so
why I wanted to go that route. I have summon healing, too. Like, I don't really worry about my health either, like, so much, because I can heal. Like, I use potions in battle sometimes to quickly heal, but, if I need to heal, I can very easily. I have some restoration as well. That's like my minor. I'm majoring in conjugation and destruction with a minor in restoration, if you want to put it that way, you know.
Have you guys not found Mercurio yet?
Nah, it doesn't ring a bell.
It doesn't ring
Mercurio.
A bell.
Oh my god. Okay. So like, Mercurio is probably the sole reason why I don't even think about Lydia anymore, even though
is it a new companion or?
I'm gonna tell you what, dude. Mercurio is like the only full mage companion that I've ever seen
maybe
in this game.
Maybe I have.
He sits in a bar and you can find him there. I forgot what bar it was. I can't remember what town it was, but he's sitting in a bar. And he's just sitting there, and you walk up to him. And he's like, "Hey, why use sword and shield when you can use fire and brimstone? 500 gold. I'm your man." And like he just like almost single-handedly took out a dragon priest by himself. Like he is legit, dude. He's like such a strong mage character, and he's the person I carry with me the entire time. He's kind of like my bro now. So.
Well, before we go down this road again, like we did last week, which I think we should talk about the game more this week.
Well, I want to ask you one more thing. What is your favorite shout you guys have been using? You have one?
Oh, Unrelenting Force. Oh,
yeah, that's what I use more.
Oh,
yeah.
See, mine is a mage slow time. I just got fucking amazing.
Well, see, I can slow time with my bow.
Oh, see, I don't do that shit. So my slow time shout is awesome for like doing that kind of stuff and using my like fireballs and shit. So. All
right,
cool.
Gotcha. Well, if we want to talk about the game, of course, Bethesda games are very, very notorious, I guess you can say, for being very glitchy.
It's only hard crashed on me a couple times, and otherwise, it's been pretty clean.
I've had zero hard crashes.
Except
now when I'm wearing my dragon mask, like the dragon priest mask, my face isn't there. But I play in third person anyway, so it doesn't matter, but I just, like, it looks kind of weird, but whatever.
Well, like I said, these Bethesda games are notorious for being super glitchy. Have you guys come across any type of, like, I guess not, like, game-breaking glitches, but maybe some fun glitches? Anything
no,
that like,
I've,
pops
I've,
out?
No, it's been
not
running
really.
Smoothly for me. Like, I don't know what people are telling. Like,
well,
I know
not
they're
running.
Bad,
we're talking, like, there's definitely
no,
glitches.
No, I mean,
happen,
like, I don't notice really many glitches. Seriously, I don't. Like...
You've never had anything weird happen? Like,
no, it's
like
a normal
cow flying in the air.
No,
or anything like that?
No. Like,
are you serious?
I've had fun shit happen, but it's because like it's the game. Like, like moments where I'm like, that's epic, that's so fucking cool. Like, but not because it's like a glitch. No, like
that's half the fun I like about Bethesda games. not the game breaking ones, but the ones that are just freaking hilarious. Like,
yeah,
some
well,
random.
I still thought the horse attacking a dragon was pretty fucking hilarious.
Well, that's not really a glitch though. That's just the horse attacking a dragon. That's like. Gonna happen.
It shouldn't happen though. I mean, a horse should run. Like, a horse should fucking
run. Oh, it happens. It is. It
in
is
real
little...
life when a real dragon would attack a horse. I'm pretty sure. would,
in terms of like AI, it is glitchy. Like
no,
that
it's
is
very
kind of like
glitchy.
A glitchy moment
the AI
because
gets
like
to get
I had the same thing
stuff.
Where I accidentally shot a civilian with an arrow, and a guard saw it and came at me. And it wasn't. Yeah. It was a situation where he was just gonna come at me just to say, "Hey, I needed to pay a fine." But it was a complete accident. Mm-hmm. But even though the guard was coming at me. The horse, like, tackled the guard and started killing the guard. And next thing you know, more guards came and the horse started fighting more guards. The next thing you know, the horse started attacking civilians all over the place. Like, it was the craziest thing. And then, of course, they killed my horse and it wasn't funny anymore.
Yeah.
But Like, I've had some really, really crazy stuff happen.
I've never
read. Well.
I've
like
never
read. It may not be like glitchy, like something falling through the floor or something like that. But
no, I haven't had anything like that. No,
it's completely like that, no. To me. That's an AI glitch, and it was yeah. really fun
I've
to
had,
see.
I've had a lot of enemies get caught on stuff. Like I've killed two dragons now because they've got caught on geometry.
Oh, really?
Weren't able to get back up and fly. They'd land, and then one was in like in a forest area, like on the side of a mountain. And I kind of ran down the side because I was trying to get like a better advantage on it, like mm-hmm. try to go around it. And I ended up being on this weird slope. And it couldn't land really where I was, but it tried to, and it kept trying to over and over again, and it just kind of got caught, like, on trees or something, and then it wasn't attacking, so I'm sitting there like, okay, I'm just going to unload arrows on it for, like, 3 minutes and destroy it. And it happened, like, literally twice.
You know, if you're, like, in a world, like, the world's this big and the game's this big, you're going to have issues. I mean, you can't, it's not going to be flawless. And,
oh, no, we all I mean, admit that.
If you want the dynamic
adds,
engine
to me, it adds to the game.
Yeah, oh, I think it does too like, sometimes, yeah, you're
yeah.
right.
It's yeah. funny. Like the whole pot glitch where if you just want to steal shit, put a pot over someone's head and just steal whatever you want because they can't see you because it's all based on line of sight. Like
that's
hilarious.
Pretty awesome.
That's like, I mean, the AI, of course, they haven't plugged in. They're like, oh, well, if someone puts a pot on the head, we're just going to take it off. But the fact is you can do that. That's pretty funny. I like that kind of
thing. Have you guys seen the Infinite Dragon Summons videos?
I have seen that, where you just type in the codes on a PC.
Yeah, see,
after about 13 dragons, his computer crashed.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know. There is one kind of glitch that, Travis, I don't know if you've experienced this or at all, or even if it's on PC, Tom, but it's not even a glitch, but sometimes when you're pulling up your quick menu, like you're either hitting up on the D-pad or you're hitting B, it takes a while to register your D-pad motion, so you can't select what you want right away.
Well, that happens for me, but I'm using mouse and keyboard. Which you might think is crazy.
So it is happening with you or isn't?
It is happening. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so when you
I've been hearing some gripes though about the UI on the PC, how it's like kind of built for
I love it.
For like a console player. How are you dealing with the menus?
I love it. I favor like a ton of shit, and I know where my shit is in my favorites scroll, so when I need to go to my spells that I need, I just use my mouse wheel to scroll to like my favorite and click on it. I mean, it's very. I mean, if I have my left finger, my tab brings up the menu, so I can just bring up the menu and then scroll through my favorites. Like actually, Q brings up the favorites real easy for me. So like if you're on WAS ASD, you can do it. It's very easy. I mean, it works for me.
Travis, you never had this where you've tried to pull up something and you can't select anything?
Because no.
I've heard you're the first person to say you haven't experienced.
I don't really
that at
know
all.
What you mean though.
So like say you're just in a battle or something and you're like, hey, I want to switch my weapon, so you hit up to go to your favorites, or you hit right. B to bring up your like basically main menu, and then you can't select anything. It takes either a little bit for it to load, or you have to back out and go back into it.
I've never had to back out,
so
but I've had a couple instances where
so
I had
times.
To wait.
Yeah, that's I've had that too, yeah.
Because yeah. I hate that, because I don't have patience to wait. I'm not sure if it's like, okay, there's sometimes where I've waited for like 30 seconds and still I can't move
no.
it. So I have to like...
PC has never been that long for me.
Yeah, I've never had that
yeah,
problem
so
either.
Yeah, so I have to like back out, and then like it's got me killed like so many freaking times. I'm like, this is fucking annoying.
Oh, because so I mean, because you'd hit like your favorites and it wouldn't go to it?
Yeah, it would. I'd hit my favorites, I'd go to the menu, but then I couldn't select anything. Like I'd be hitting down, it would be like wouldn't move, so I'm like, crap. So do I wait for it to load up or whatever the hell it's doing.
Really?
Or I'm like, this is taking too long, so I'll hit B to exit out of it, and then hit up again, and by that time, the enemy's probably attacking at this point, and then once I come out of it, I'm like dead or something like that. And
well, why doesn't it pause when like you go into it then?
Why does it?
It does pause, right? I mean...
Yeah, it does pause, but the problem is, it pauses it, so when I want to, like, let's say a guy's coming charging me, so
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah,
oh crap,
exactly, yeah.
I'm out of stamina, so I'm going to go in and select a scroll now, or something.
So you want to take a potion? Increase stamina.
Yeah, or anything. Yeah. We'll do potion. I'm going to take a health potion.
Yeah.
So I bring up my favorites, or I bring up the other menu, mm-hmm. and I can't select potion. So I'm like, crap. So I don't want to wait for it to load up or whatever. So I hit B to back out, and then I go back into it, because sometimes that fixes it.
Yeah.
But by that time, the enemy's already hitting me, so it's too late, and I'm dead.
Yeah.
And then it's just, yeah, that's
sorry,
killing me so many freaking times.
Me, I'm so ranged with my mage, I don't, if I do it to do that, I'm so
like
far,
that,
like,
yeah.
I'm away from, like, I'm not that close to enemies ever, like, in combat, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Gotcha. But I like the new, I don't know, overall, like, people are like, well, how's it different than Oblivion? To me, it's the whole streamlining of the menu system that changes it.
I didn't play Oblivion, so this is my first This is my
I
first
think everything's better, dude. I'll be honest with you. I think every single aspect of the game is better. You know, the menus, better. The combat, better.
The combat writing, is better by a little bit. I wouldn't say it's
the melee combat is the same, but everything else is completely different. I mean, aside from the melee
archery
combat,
archery is the same too.
What's that?
Archery is exactly the same. Even the spells are the same. It's still, it's just can't dual wield spells.
I'll give you archery, but in terms of combat, there's way more to this game than Oblivion. So you find me anything that's similar to it. But the writing's better.
What's,
the voice acting's
different.
Better.
The only thing I can think of different is you can bash people with your shield.
And that's a huge game changer.
I know, but I'm just
saying. I use that bash thing on the
You said it's way
red.
Different. I'm like, it's not. If you look at it on paper, it's not way different at all.
I think
it's
way
pretty
different.
Much like, well, what's way different?
Okay, not way different. Okay, different's a bad word. I think it's way improved. It's completely improved. Every aspect is just improved.
Of the combat?
Yeah, of the combat. I think completely from the ground up, it's just completely improved.
I don't know how you guys are playing with like the combat. Like, I went full mage. Because I kind of wanted to, but also because I just don't like how it does the combat. Plays. Like, I like
and
just shooting shit.
Honestly, Tom, it's not that much different than Oblivion. The difference is now you can bash people with your shield. Mm-hmm. All the power throws or power moves are still in Oblivion. And now there's the execution moves if you have, like, a critical strike and it's the last
I hate when I had to bust out an actual, like, one-handed weapon to actually hit someone with it because, like, my magic is super, super low. And that's very rare now that I'm leveling up and my magic is that low.
But yeah, I hate, but when you have to do it.
Like, I hate doing, like, I just don't like it. It's kind of clunky to me.
And they'd added in dual wielding, so, like, weapons and stuff, which is, I think it adds something to the combat.
So you couldn't dual wield before? You just had one weapon?
No.
You know, you couldn't do it with two weapons at the same time. You can have like a shield. You can have like a shield and a sword, or sword and a spell. But you couldn't do like
two swords,
two weapons, two spells, or anything like that. And the thing is, like, I don't think it improved the combat mechanics. I think it just added more to what you could do with the combat. Like to me, it still feels like it's
it added more, but it didn't improve.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it doesn't improve. Like the feel of combat doesn't feel. Like it's that much improved over Oblivion, but you can just do more with.
Was the leveling was the leveling up system the same in Oblivion?
No, the leveling up system
is
way
different.
Better.
Because I love the leveling. I love how the more I'm using my spells, I played yesterday. I didn't level up once, but guess what? Yeah. My destruction leveled up several times because I was using flame spells. All this, like that's still leveled up. Like my overall level didn't really level up much, but I was still leveling up. I leveled up my restoration a little bit more. And
Oblivion was terrible for leveling up. That was kind of like, it was
weird. Go ahead.
I was gonna say the way Oblivion worked is you had like your main attributes that you wanted to like main, and then it had a bunch of sub attributes. You had to raise those sub attributes a certain point and a certain amount of them to get you to level up your main attributes.
Oh, that sounds.
And then if you leveled up certain attributes, sub-attributes that were like, related to your main one, you would get like double the points or triple the points for it. But the problem with that was it made you focus too much on, you're like, okay, I want to raise my, like, stamina. So that means I have to raise like at least three of these sub ones to get to like 10 more levels before then I get a bonus for one.
Yeah,
it was really clunky.
The way you level up in Oblivion. It was really bad. And plus having to go to sleep every time. It was just a pain in the ass. It was really, really a pain. In the older Elder Scrolls games like Morrowind and Daggerfall, they had a big emphasis on you only level up on based on what you're doing. So if you ran around jumping all the time, you would increase your acrobatics a lot more. If you walked around sneaking more, of course you know, your sneak would increase a little faster and everything. If they had a special stat for swimming, you can jump into the water and swim and your swimming would improve and everything. They went away from that in Oblivion. A little bit more. And they said, okay, well, let's just say, okay, you level up and you're just gonna, like Jeff was saying, you just dish out your attribute points and
that's
everything.
Kinda,
that's what people want.
That's very
hard.
That's very hardcore RPG too.
It's almost the same way in Skyrim, but they went back to a little bit more of that situation in Skyrim.
I'm never distributing points in anything, which
that's how it was in Oblivion.
The leveling technically is the same in Skyrim, but they take out the whole attributing points. So it's like, it's still the same thing. Except with the jumping, you can still sneak. You're going to raise your sneak level, swim,
exactly.
Whatever.
You didn't hear me out completely though. But what they did though, they said, okay, let's take the best things of what we did in the older games that people do enjoy, like the consistent leveling of doing what you're using, and let's add it to what things that have worked with us in the past. being like, you know, the perk system. It's Fallout, okay, the Fallout perk system. We're leveling up and everything. Yeah. And they pull in the Fallout perk system, with your leveling and everything. And those meeting in the middle, you know, picking your perks and making your thing stronger based on what stats you're building up, man, those perks are massively, massively helpful, man. There's no way I would be a great archer in this game if I just kept on trying to raise up on a tree. But I'm level, 55 archery right now, and I'm still trying to work on that base level archery because that's just improving my, you know, my overall strength when I should be, like, you know, focusing on critical shot or staggering or anything like that. I'm really focusing on, I just want to be stronger, so let's just work on that perk. There's so much strategy, so much better things, easily by far, and I've been playing Elder Scrolls for a long time, the best leveling system in an Elder Scroll game ever.
You know what I like is that from like level 4 of my character, I was able to like, oh, I was at the place and I could buy the book to start summoning Etranax, and I could. Mm. Like, I can start doing shit from like very early on that I don't have to wait like 20 levels to do. Like, I could start.
Well, that was the same in Oblivion too.
For a new player, that was kind of awesome for me though. Yeah. Like, in the game of Skyrim, I was enjoying that I could start doing
cool stuff. Whatever
I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to be mage, so I can start using these. Like, I just buy the spell books, which weren't that expensive. I could buy them and start using them right away, you know? And I could start molding my character from the very beginning how I wanted it to be and not have to, like, level up to, like, level 20 and then, oh, now I can use that spell. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's
like,
what they tried to do with Oblivion, but it didn't really work.
Yeah. Like, I found a Frost Antronach spell book and now I can use it now. Like, I didn't have to, like, level up to that point. I just need to get it, and I can use it. It takes more magic power, but, well, you know, whatever. You know, it is. I have enough, you know, so.
Tom, are you just mainly focusing on, like, your spells, or are you, like, are you trying to enchant weapons?
No, I'm not doing any enchanting. No, I'm just doing conjugation, and I'm doing destruction.
So, now, Jeff, you're enchanting, though, right?
I'm enchanting some stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's tough, though, because enchanting needs a lot of soul gems, and I'm having a lot of problems finding soul gems.
Really? I find them bitches on the rag.
Yeah, do you want some? Can I send you some? I have a shitload.
I wish you can send fucking shit in this game.
Can you Steam trading? You can't do that yet. I have an Xbox.
Because you can buy them off people, but a lot of the people who have them, they only have, like, 2 or 3 or 4, like, whatever, and then, like, I've enchanted a couple of my weapons, so if I kill something within a certain amount of time, like 5 seconds, it fills a soul gem. But every time you want to enchant something, you gotta use a soul gem, plus like use some other things, whatever, and I want to get my enchanting up there. It's not one of my top things. Like, my top things are, sneak, archery, one-handed, smithing, and there's one other one.
You're putting a lot, you're diversifying. Like, I feel like you're in, I'm only in, like, 3 areas. Like, that's it. Like,
that's not a bad thing. Like, I can't just stay. Like, originally I was like, I'm just going to do archery and sneak, but you really can't because you need stuff that has, like, resistance to, like, fire, resistance to stuff. So you need to get, like, those magic that you're not actually going to find.
Because there's some other magics, like, the illusion and alteration. There's other ones that
I haven't touched any of those. I'm not even touching
that much either. Yeah. Like, it's just, I'm trying to focus because if I sway too much, then. Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm starting to get to the point of the level. I think you were talking about in the last episode, Travis. At some point, when you start reaching like 20, you really need to be confirmed on what you're on your skill trees. Like, you need to.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, at 16, like, I'm glad I was focusing all along. It's going to make myself even better in the long run, but, like, you got to be focused because if not, if you diversify, you're going to be fucked, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like pretty much an ARPG.
Yeah.
You have to just some kind of min-maxing you have to do or else you're just going to
not too bad. It's not too bad, but I mean, you know.
No. You can at least have the option to do, like, you could probably. What's the level cap? Is it for sure 50?
No, it's not 50. I've seen 70.
Yeah, I was going to say Amy's. But the guys stop. I hear what I read is that at 50, the guys stop leveling up. So it's actually tougher to go from 50 to 70 in level.
Yeah.
So it's a long haul to get to 70.
Yeah, I was just saying though, mostly because of point systems we have, you could probably take 5, maybe 6 main skills, and if you were to hit the max them all out.
Yeah.
And then go from there, or maybe even like work on like a 7th or something. But yeah, I think it leaves a lot of room, and of course with expansions, they're going to up the level cap and stuff with each one of those probably.
Yeah.
Like most of them do, but anyway, I'm a lot of fun with it, man. I'm about, I'd say somewhere between 25 and 30 hours in, which is more than halfway and I put into Oblivion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Oblivion, I guess, like I said, the leveling of Oblivion was so crappy. Like when I played it like a couple weeks ago, I was level 14. I was like, I was only level 14 after like 45 hours of this game. Ugh. And like I said, I'm already level like 21 or 22 now in Oblivion after like 30 something.
People like leveling, you know? I mean, you can't make it too slow.
To be honest, like you said that you played like 3 hours and level up once. I have a thing now where
I didn't level up at all last night.
I have to level up at least once. I was gonna feel like I didn't make any progress.
But yeah, I love how you find books, you level up some. Like I love how I open every book, you know.
I wish you got some experience for completing quests because
a lot of those
miscellaneous quests don't have any combat in them, and you're just like, doing them for fun, like you know, story wise, whatever. But you're not getting anything for it. And to me, I guess it's kind of like the whole reward thing for playing a game. Like I want to be like get something for
just,
it.
Just a little taste. And just a little bit.
Yeah, just something. Just a little bit of experience. Just so like, because I remember once I was like so close to getting pushed to that next level. So I'm going to do some miscellaneous quests, and I wasn't going. I'm like, oh my god. So I'm just going to go now and hunt for fucking like bears and leather.
Oh, but
and stuff
you know when you hear that music, you hear that music when you level up. It's like
Oh yeah. I actually set that as my phone ringtone. Well, not my ringtone, but when I get text messages, it's like
God.
It's awesome.
I love the music that comes in Dragons. It come around and like you know like it's like the battles. Even during normal dungeons when like it's a harder like monster or harder like enemy. The music picks up, like it knows that this guy's a harder level and you're fighting him now, and it brings that tension. It just, I love how it cues up like that. And
the game does a good job of doing that, like scaling like enemies to your level, so they won't make it so it's like every enemy is going to be kind of tough. They make it so you're going to feel like a badass, and then you're going to enter a dungeon where most enemies you're going to wipe out with no problem, but then towards the end, the enemies are going to get a little bit harder.
That was the problem last night. I was going through some earlier quests, and I was like one-hitting Draugrs and almost one-hitting like restless like Draugr. It was just insane with my magic skills where they were at. So that's kind of why I didn't level so much last night, because I was going through some other quests that have been kind of lingering that I haven't been doing that, you know.
Well, you don't get experience for killing people either.
No, but you get experience for, I think, using your weapons, and because I'm killing lower enemy, like, I don't think I'm getting.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
You sure?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's a big character or a small character. It's whatever using your skill. It gets, the more and more you have to use it for each level you go up. So it doesn't really matter what you're killing. It's just how many times you use it.
Huh.
And how many times it hits.
It matters if it hits something too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does for most of the stuff. So yeah, if you're one hitting something that would normally take like five hits, then yeah, you're getting kind of screwed for.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, there you go. That's how it equates in. Yeah.
But yeah, it's I still like it better this way because in the problem with Oblivion was you never really felt like a badass unless you were like really really high level.
Oh, I feel like a badass at 16. I can't imagine what I'm gonna feel like when I'm like 20 more.
When I'm
levels
sneaking up, like I one hit kill a bunch of shit with my bow and my dagger, but there's always that like semi little boss character in every dungeon that does give me problems.
Yeah, I walked into like a village of like Forsworn or they're called or whatever they're called or and like
oh those like yeah
like, nomads or they're like whatever they're like and they did it they were fucking my shit up like last night like I like well, I, just out of nowhere I found this like encampment and like bam it's like whoa flaw batter I had to bust out my frost Actronach instead of my flame one who's more like tougher and it was a tough battle like just out of nowhere out of the blue so it's kind of cool.
Right. We should probably move on.
We should move like 40 minutes
from
talking about Skyrim.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that Skyrim's kind of running our shit at the moment.
It's gonna be game of the year discussion for sure. That's for sure.
Oh god, yeah. Like I'm honestly like last week I would have said guaranteed probably game of the year, but now I'm thinking like I don't know.
We were talking before like Portal 2 is gonna give it a run for its money.
There's a couple games I think that's gonna be up there for me, but
yeah,
definitely in terms of like I don't know hours put in and the amount of time thinking about the game when I'm not playing it, Skyrim's right up there.
So Jeff,
I
know because every time I go to work, I tell my friends about my epic Skyrim day, like last night. Like I'll say, dude, well, guess what happened today? They don't play video games very much. I'm like, guess what happened today in Skyrim? Like this fucking dragon. Like I tell them the story.
They're like, really?
No, actually, they think it's kind of fun. I mean, I'm in science, so there's a lot of dorks in science, but
yeah, but
it's fun. Hey, awesome. Hey, Jeff, have you finished Witcher 2 yet? I had to ask on this
since we're running
shit.
I was hoping you were going to bring that up.
he's working on that, Tom. He's
I've been
really,
working on
really
that for,
trying.
Like, so long. I can't do it. Okay.
You need to spend one hour. One hour time.
That just blows my mind.
It took me, I think, 45 minutes to an hour to beat that last person.
Okay, that's the thing. I don't have that patience, and this is what bugs me about that game, is that the game has such ridiculous difficulty spikes, and that was just one I didn't want to deal with that day. Like, I tried twice. I think I went 20 minutes each time, and I was like, no.
You didn't hang in there long enough.
And then you told me it's going to take about 45 to an hour. I'm like, no. In my head, I'm thinking, okay, realistically, that's not a lot of time.
Jeff, it's
like,
broken. It's just, it's broken. You have to deal with it.
Well, that, but then I'm thinking, what happens if I'm at minute 59 and I get fucked?
Oh.
I'm going to fucking never play that game ever again.
Oh, Andrew, you can't quick save, can you?
No, you can't.
No, it's not.
It's
not during a battle. It's not like. See, so, I'm used to like this past Skyrim, and then Deus Ex was the same way. Deus Ex was always quick saving, so I'm used to.
And it sucks because that's definitely going to be in my game of the year like conversation. But that one little thing that stopped me from beating it, and I should probably just man up. You know what? There's probably mods now. I could probably just mod like invincibility or something, and just you know, just beat it.
Yeah, it's got a pretty decent ending, and you know, it's pretty good.
But. But no,
sorry.
I have not.
Sorry, I had to dredge it up since we're running.
No,
shit.
That's fine. No. Jerk. Anyone else
play
anything else?
Tom, what else have you been playing, man? Because I think you've
been
playing
something
else.
Oh, that's right. I saw on Cheap Ass Gamer, I saw a thread going that the Walmarts had fucked up their SKUs and was selling on day one Assassin's Creed Revelations for $39.99.
Wow!
So
did you capitalize?
So yeah, it was the special like arm. It was the
overpaid.
If you had the Brutus armor on Walmart, hey, you shut up, Jeff. You let Travis and I talk about our ass Creed.
Yeah, you shut up.
That's right.
Right. Have fun playing Assassin's Creed 2-3.
It is.
Go get
me
a beer, Jeff.
All right, I'm gonna do that. I'll be right back.
So, but $39.99. It was awesome. Like, how do you not beat that deal? So.
By buying a good game?
How about this? I got I got mine for free, so I guess I got a better deal, right?
Yeah, true.
How'd you get yours for three?
Well, I work for a conglomerate in gaming,
you fucker.
So I think
everyone
knows
who you work for.
Yeah, we know who you work for. So, gamer. But either way, Assassin's Creed 3, not 3, Revelation 2-3, that's right. I'm lukewarm on it, but I've only played for about 4 or 5 hours.
Did you play Brotherhood?
I loved Brotherhood. If you would have given me Assassin's Creed like the day after I beat Brotherhood, I would have eaten it up. Like,
okay, that's what I keep hearing, and the, you know, just explain if I'm wrong. But a lot of people I know who loved Brotherhood say Revelations is Brotherhood with shitty shit that they added.
So yeah,
they're trying way too hard.
So okay, so after Assassin's Creed 2. I really wanted another game. I was hesitant when they said a year later a sequel's coming, Brotherhood. I was like, no, it's only a year. How are they gonna like? It's gonna suck. I got Brotherhood, and I'm like, where's the next game? Fucking give me it next. I'm glad they're making a game next year because it ended so well. And guess what? The jump from Assassin's Creed 2 to Brotherhood was when I started playing Brotherhood, I had an awesome feeling. Like, this is really good. The story's excellent. I'm awesome with Ezio again. I'm not getting that same feeling playing Revelations this time. But I keep on hearing from people, 4 hours in isn't quite enough.
I'm so, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you need to be like six, 7 hours
since
in.
Since when is that acceptable in gaming?
Well,
I love Assassin's Creed,
so I'm fine with waiting it out. Like, I love the story, I love the game, I love the gameplay. Assassin's Creed is my Madden. Like, I have to get, like, I don't care if I get it every year, because, you know what? The pushing R1, the run, and the grab on the things, and doing action, and it's like, wow, this is like, I thought of you, Travis. I'm like, this is my Madden. Like, I don't mind playing this every year. It's like, oh, I got to do my Assassin's Creed this year. Like,
look, it's legit, dude. I think it's good. And actually talking about the whole R1 to run and grab onto the ledge. I mean, they've actually even made that better to where you're climbing like twice as fast.
Yeah,
too,
you are,
you know,
climbing
adding the
faster
hook blade
now.
And everything. So they
with
add
the
a lot
blade,
of things
right?
better
the
here.
Hook blade, yeah.
The hook blade, yeah. I'm finding even less moments of frustration with my platforming and everything.
Yeah, you're right.
Kind of streamlined it.
I haven't noticed that as much this time
either.
How can
you be frustrated at all? That game has the easiest platforming in the world.
No.
There are some situations where you're running, and next thing you know, you'll jump the complete
you'll jump off the top of a huge building when you didn't want to go.
Yeah,
you're climbing a building instead of climbing up. You jump off of it.
Jump off the side,
and you'll just land.
Well,
on
that
the
still happens, but I mean,
not
the checkpoints
often,
are
though, really.
Rather not as often. Yeah. But the checkpoints are rather generous too. When it does happen, it's not a problem and everything. But I'm with you. I'm about 5 or 6 hours into it. I'm still lukewarm with it, but like every single person that I work with, all of my employees are saying they've already beaten it, and they're like, this game is out of sight. It is amazing. Ezio's story is great. Altair's story is great. Desmond's story really picks up and gets you ready for Assassin's Creed 3.
As kind of flashbacks.
Altair's story is worthless. Like, it's like throwaway.
How many Altair stories have you gotten yet, Travis?
I've only done the first one.
Okay, so we're almost the same. I've only done one as well. So I just want I kind of want to get a sense of where you are, because you know, I'm not going to spoil it, but you know how many there are, right? So
I know how many there
are. Okay, you know.
There are five, I believe.
There are five. We'll just... so he's like, I was trying not to say it, but there are five.
Well, I'm not going to spoil anything, but you know how many there are. Yeah, there's five, actually. There's five.
Yeah, but I've only gotten...
And by the way, it's right after the part where you play Grimace.
I mean, every single person, three different people have come to me and been like, this game is absolutely amazing. The story really, really pays off in the end. And you should that I'm really gonna enjoy it. So I mean, I'm hyped. My hopes are up. I'm just right now. I'm getting all the crap out of the way. You know, they introduce a lot of things. Okay, and there's one thing that I will bring out right now that I just hate. I downright loathe. All right. In Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, they introduce like the way to capture provinces of the city or areas of the cities by capturing those Borgia towers. The version of that in this game are these dens, these Templar dens. Alright, so what you have to do basically is go into the Templar den, or not inside of it, but just go around the area and you have to find the Templar captain. And then the biggest pain in the ass to find this captain is you have to go into your Eagle Vision and find this person. All the while you're in this like really weird, like blue ingrained like screen, where you don't have a HUD, you can't see where people are around you and everything. You can't tell who's an enemy. You have to try to find this Templar captain, and it's a pain in the ass to try to kill him. When in past games, assassinating somebody's been kind of easy, fun but easy. But they just make it almost like nauseating this time around to try to just assassinate somebody who's not even important.
Yeah, I don't do a lot of side quests. Like when I played Brotherhood, I was not much of a I just mainly go through the story. Like I do a lot of Eagle.
Apparently,
stuff,
doing the dens is really, really important, especially with the Assassin's Creed games. I need to do everything. I've got
do you
to
platinum
do
these games?
Everything. Pretty much.
Oh, see, yeah, I don't platinum. I just play them as a game and then I'm
But anyway, what I was saying is that, okay, so once you success, great success, you captured this den, if you get your notoriety up so high to where, like, the kind of the Templars, I guess, know who you are, they'll start attacking your dens. And when they start attacking your dens, you have to do this type of tower defense.
So every
mission.
Time they attack your den, you gotta fucking do that tower defense shit?
You have to. Well, you don't have to. You can lose the den and you'll lose that province again.
Oh, fuck.
And that's great. You know, who cares, I guess, in the end, if you're just trying to do the story mode. But it's a pain in the ass because I want to own everything. And
tower defense in Assassin's Creed.
See,
it's horrible. It is downright horrible. The intro mission, and we talked about this off air, Tom. you just did the first mission. It's not bad because it's a tutorial.
They walk you through every step, yeah.
Tom, it's horrible. It's god awful. It's the worst thing they could have added.
They're gonna have fucking racing and shit in the next one. I guarantee you.
Give me racing instead of tower defense.
Kart racing would be actually. You know what? Racing is actually in the beginning of the game, Jeff. You just got to play it.
Oh my god, that part, the carriage part was like there.
Wasn't that horrible?
Oh, I died like five times because like,
I know it's
like,
terrible.
They kept on, like this is not this is that was part of the problem of the game. Like see, this is not making the flow of the story good when I have to
this
restart.
This
does
not entice me to play the game whatsoever.
And that's
you play Brotherhood though.
Everyone's like, awesome, so good. But this is everyone in this game says like, I've heard conflicting things. Like,
it doesn't
the
start
first
well.
5 hours suck.
It doesn't start well.
And then,
no.
And then I heard from some people like you guys, like Travis says, you know, people that said the game is awesome at that. But then I hear other media outlets and stuff saying the game is just not that good. It's average.
The core at the game, the Assassin's Creed core, is there and it is good. I mean, you cannot deny it. It is just great, great gameplay. But
they added more
the
to
things
they,
that they're trying to add. Yeah,
I feel like they added more to say here we have more value to our game. When all of us Assassin's Creed fans have been like, just give us Brotherhood.
We don't want
more. We don't want more. It's fine. It's
give
perfect.
Us three. How about that?
I just called it my Madden. Madden doesn't add much every year. It's like here's the same game with new players. That's
just
the same thing with
me.
Assassin's Creed.
I'll buy it.
A new game with new characters besides
Ezio. Madden 2013 with added basketball. Go.
I know, it's fucking crazy. Like, ugh, like. It makes me worried about Assassin's Creed 3, but I'm hoping they do it
well,
right.
I'm sure 3. Well, the thing is, this is the same developer, though. This is what worries me. It's the same developer that works on all of them. So it's not getting, like, at least the Call of Duty treatment is it's a 2-year cycle. Assassin's Creed seems to be a 1-year cycle.
You know what we need? We need new consoles for this game. We need a new engine.
For 3?
It's starting to look a little ass, Assassin's Creed. Like, it doesn't look as good as it used to look.
There's some serious aliasing going on, but I don't think the game looks bad, though.
I'm playing a lot of PC games lately. That's maybe why. Like I said, I'm running, like, Skyrim on almost Ultra.
I play PC games.
Well, no. For example,
Did he get on PC or did he get on console?
Oh, no, I got on console. I'm comfortable playing Assassin's Creed with a PS3 controller.
Okay.
So it's just what I've known since I've owned Assassin's Creed 1, so I'm not going to go back on that. So, and the whole DRM shit on Assassin's Creed Ubisoft. I'm not going to fuck with that at all. So,
yeah.
But I just feel like it's not looking as good as, like, when I saw Assassin's Creed 1 on my PS3, it was fucking, I showed it to friends, like, come on over, see Assassin's Creed 1.
Check this out.
Yeah, now it's looking like, I've played The Witcher. I've played, like, even Skyrim and all. Like, Witcher is, I think, the best looking game I've seen all year.
Awesome.
It looks, I almost had that Ultra running on my PC.
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
Gorgeous.
Like, this isn't, I mean, Assassin's Creed is looking a little old. The engines, I mean, it's gameplay-wise, it's fine, but the graphics are kind of looking a little stale.
Well, us Cretans playing games on our console still think it looks pretty good. I don't know about you, Tom.
You know how old a graphics card is in your console, though? I mean, I don't want new systems.
Oh, but the fact is, well, then you'd look at something like Uncharted 3 and be like, whoa.
That's true. That's
like, this shit is still...
It's true.
It comes down to how good the coders are and developers.
That's true,
right?
That's true.
And like I said, that's the thing that scares me, because Ubisoft... Kind of like the EA of like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
So
they're getting there. Yeah,
how
for
much
sure.
effort are they actually putting in? Like they're saying, like there's gonna be, they already announced before Revelations even hit the shelves. There's another Assassin's Creed.
I'm fine with that,
year.
But it sounds
and
like
I'm
if they call
too,
it Assassin's Creed 3, I'll be okay. If they don't, I'll be pissed.
If they call it 3 and change it up a bit, then I'll be fine.
It doesn't have to change. It doesn't have to change it up.
Can't do 2-4.
It doesn't. It doesn't have to change it up. It just has to be a significant body of work that looks like it was more than a 9-month development cycle.
That's what I'm afraid of. Because hopefully they have a different developing team within Ubisoft Montreal working on it for the last 2 years.
I hope so.
Yeah. Tom and I talked about this off air a little bit. And, you know, we were kind of speaking on the fact that, you know, there were a lot of teams working on this one game. And I even mentioned it last episode. And I really, really hope that, you know, behind the scenes of, you know, these 5 or 6, you know, these 5 or 6 Ubisoft teams that are all working on Assassin's Creed Revelations, that somewhere hidden in the back, there has been this, you know, this Ubisoft team that has been working on Assassin's Creed.
The team that made 2.
3. You know, the team that made 2 is progressively working on 3 while
all
these games
are
coming out.
It has to be.
I really
hope
so.
Especially if they're going to change up setting or whatever, they'd have to. They couldn't do something like that in 9 months.
I mean, and Travis and I really can't comment on like what it's going to... Like, we haven't beaten like Revelations yet to see how it wraps up the Ezio story and kind of we don't really know how it's going to, you know... if it leads into a whole Desmond story or how it's going to do it, but I'm hoping for a whole Desmond modern day story. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get that.
I know.
That's what everyone wants, though.
Like, don't you feel
the whole game is built upon being inside the Animus.
I know, because if you die, you're only in the brain. Like,
that's something in 3 would be better to not be in it, and it's now he's the assassin.
I know, that's the next logical fucking step is here.
Yeah, they can't do the Animus again, because it has to be like,
I'm all about it.
The Animus to me is a cop-out. It's like, now we can do anything within this universe and say, well, you're in the Animus, so it's not really...
But it makes dying plausible, though. It's like, only time, like, in a video game, like, I've recently felt like, oh, I die? It's just a fucking memory. I'm not really dead. I can just reload that memory.
Or it can be like, hey, it's a video game. You can just reload the
video game. Well, no, I know, yes, I know that. Animus is kind of like a video game, though, essentially. You're right, you know?
Yeah, it's a video game within a video game, I guess.
It's not like an Uncharted where, oh, you die, I'm just gonna, like... go back to another save. Like, this is kind of like, it plays in the mind. It kind of reloads, kind of like how you would, like, in a loading file kind of thing. Like,
right.
Assassin's Creed. Gotcha. It makes sense.
Guys are speaking my language, man. Love that.
I need to try Brotherhood first.
Oh, Brotherhood's awesome.
Really
if you played all through 2?
I played, not all the way through 2. I played.
Dude,
you didn't play the end of 2?
I'd say 2/3.
The end of 2 will fucking blow your mind.
Yeah,
really?
2 is really, really good.
Let's put it this way. I didn't even get to the flying machine part, so how far is that?
Oh, you're not fucking far.
Oh, yeah, you're far off.
You're far off, dude.
Because I got too sucked into doing side quest type shit,
you
and
can't,
then at that point I got bored of the
you can't
playing,
see, that's what I've learned to do with Assassin's Creed is not to do that.
Not even bother with
it. Yeah, Brotherhood I beat in a weekend.
Oh, wow.
I played like 8 hours one day and like another 10 hours the next day. I beat it. Like, I was just, I just stuck on the path. I'm just playing the game, like, and not, like, because if you veer on the side tracks and the side missions, you're done. You're fucked. Like, I mean, there's so many of them.
That's what I need to do. I just need to fire through the storyline this time around, because there's too much to play. I still have to pick up Saints Row 3. I just need to, like, need to fire through the
Exactly, just fire through it, man. And then, if you want to, you can go back. If you're not, you know, you can always go back and play.
Because there's game plus in that, right? You can just
You can go back and play, like, other missions and stuff.
That's what I mean, yeah. Not game plus, but you can go back in and once you do the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Just gotta get the ultimate armor, man. That's my thing. I have to at least get the ultimate armor.
I got the Brutus armor with my Walmart.
I know. Yeah, wasn't that armor
deep
great?
Into personal shit again. Like, yeah, it's awesome. People end up with the game like, what? What are they talking about?
Well, that's Brotherhood, though, so they haven't gotten it by now, so they're
it's Brotherhood. Okay, never mind.
No, I got Brutus armor in Revelation.
Get the fuck out of here. You can get that armor? How did you get that armor?
That was my thing for buying it from Walmart. That was my, like, pre-order bonus.
Oh, it was a pre-order bonus.
Shut up.
There you go, folks. Buy our games at Walmart.
That was the version. That was the only version that was on sale at Walmart. If you bought the non-Brutus version, like the one that didn't have the sticker on it, it was ringing up as $59.99. Like, I had to go to a different Walmart that had those copies of Assassin's
you
Creed.
You ruined my night, man. I gotta get my B armor.
I think you can, buy that. You can buy
else,
it.
Anything else?
That is all I've played.
We're running shit in the ground. That's what we're
doing. Tom. Yeah, no kidding.
No, I'm good, man.
All right. The only other game I'm playing is Magic 2012 because it's on sale. 400 points, $5.
But we're in 2011.
Sorry?
We're in 2011 though, Jeff.
I know. It's amazing how video games always come out a year early. They're in the futures.
So how much? So should are people gonna still be buying this? Should I buy it?
The thing is, I really like Magic. Like, I went on a hiatus for like literally like 12 years from ever touching it until the Xbox Live.
I sold. I had like hundreds of Magic cards I sold.
Oh, really?
That's one of my biggest regrets in my life, unbelievably, I sold all those.
Yeah, I think I still have some left. I have to contact my parents and be like, do I still have Magic cards there? Because I don't remember throwing them out, but, yeah, so in person it's fun to play, but 2012, it's fun because there's added in all the new game modes and shit, and for $5, it's worth it. Like, Tanya, she used to make fun of me all the time, like, and play some Magic, whatever.
Yeah, oh, trust me, I'm still making fun of you.
No, that's fine.
Have you tried Magic, Travis? Huh? Have you tried it?
Huh?
That's a thing.
Oh, this no. I'm not going to touch that, man.
Why would you not? Oh, my image. Oh, my God. I don't want to look like a nerd. Oh, by the way, I put so many hours in Assassin's Creed.
Heaven forbid.
Skyrim. Oh, my God.
Heaven forbid I don't look like a nerd.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Tanya had the same mentality, and then I said, like, just play it. So I tried, I kind of taught her to play, like, the actual, like, card game. And she was like, she gets frustrated really easily, and if she loses them, like, she gets really pissed off. So then I was like, hey, well, you know what, try it on Xbox Live. Like, here's the Xbox version. Play the computer. Like, it highlights the cards you can play, so you kind of know what you can play, what you can't play, kind of get used to it. And she tried it out, got a little bit frustrated, but then today, she tweeted, I think I'm getting addicted to a game whatever. Yeah, and I was like, oh my God. So I come home. What's she doing? Actually, no, she calls me at work. She's like, what's the difference between Magic the Gathering and Magic 2012? I'm like, well, 2012 is the new one. It's like new cards, new game types and stuff. It's like, oh, when did you get that? I'm like, well, I just got it today. But I ordered it on Xbox.com. And so she was playing the old one, and all of a sudden it came up, Magic 2012 is completed downloading. And she was like, So I get home. This is, mind you, an hour and a half after I talked to her. I get home from work. I walk in, there she is, laying there on the couch, playing Magic. On the 360.
I need to find a girl like this. That's all I gotta say. I need to find a girl that I come home to.
Yeah, I would talk shit, but I don't have anything better. I caught Megan playing about 15 hours of Lego Harry Potter.
I was gonna say, your shit's been on there forever playing Lego Harry
Potter. Yeah, that's all Megan. She's got like 12 to 15 hours logged in.
Yeah, I knew right when I saw him, like, it's gotta be Megan. That's definitely not Travis. That's hilarious. Awesome. But it's a good game. It's on sale.
It's so hot.
Oh, God.
Just to walk in to see them sitting on the Xbox, I'm like,
Yeah. Oh,
boner.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, there's going to be a lot of sales, man. Black Friday and everything coming up.
The Steam sales are coming
Monday.
Up soon, dude.
The Steam sales.
Dude,
I'm going to be. This time of year, I was like, I got to save up for Christmas. Like, I've not bought Saints Row. I haven't bought Rayman.
You have a computer that can run games,
though, Jeff. Modern Warfare. Steam sales. Oh, my God, yeah. That's what happened last year, and I know the Steam sales are the worst because they are so on sale.
Dude, today I just bought the Humble Bundle today. I don't have more. I have like five more games on Steam now that I'm add to my backlog.
Yeah, exactly.
I want Aquaria, yeah, that's why I bought it.
But the Steam sales are retarded. Like, the sales on Xbox Live and PSN are like, here's a $10 game for $8.
I almost double dipped on Bastion. It was $7.99 on Steam, like a month ago. And I'm like, I really want to play Bastion on PC. I'm like, but in December, it might be cheaper in the Christmas sale.
It's going to be $2.
I know.
It's going to drive you insane.
I can't wait to play Bastion again.
Like, just like, what, like a few, well, this is years later, but Oblivion was like $1.99 or something ridiculous.
Ghost Protocol, was it Alpha Protocol was $1.99 this year.
Yeah, like, those are, that's like to a point where it's like, even if I don't play it, I feel like I just need to. Like,
I've done
just
that.
To say, just in case. Like, I have so many games like that I bought on Steam.
I bought
Steam
the Game
I've
of the
touched.
Year edition of, Borderlands for $6.99.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole
everything.
Oh my god, I think I did too, and I don't think I even touched it. I think I bought that too, and I downloaded it and just never.
Oh,
I
put
forgot 30, 40
that I
hours
in that. I actually got my money's worth.
Well, I did on Xbox 360, yeah. But not on PC.
Yeah, but so yeah. So good.
Anyway, yeah. So anyway, Magic, it's fun if you like that kind of shit. Don't knock it till you try it. It's addicting as hell.
Sweet.
But yeah, that's basically it, man.
That's
a
it.
A lot of games.
Yeah, dude. I think Skyrim's a big game.
It's
that
a big game, yeah.
Time sink.
It's a biggin'. Yeah.
It is a
Everyone
big
should get
a
that.
Fat
Everyone
bitch.
Should buy that game.
I am kind of jealous, though. Like, you have a PC, Tom. You like PC gaming. I'm Captain Harlock got in the Tribes Ascent
Oh, when I come beta. When I come back from Thanksgiving, I'm playing the Star Wars beta.
Yeah. Nice.
Me too.
I'm in the Tor beta. I'm in the Tor beta. So.
Yeah. I'm in it this weekend, too. How'd you get yours?
Like some site was giving away a shitload of them, so I took one. So.
Yeah, cool. They're pretty easy to get into.
Yeah,
now,
this upcoming beta is going to be their largest.
I'm pretty sure you get
beta.
One with a Happy Meal.
Yeah, this is
cool.
Yeah,
I kind of want to play to see if I want to like it because I already pre-ordered the game, so I don't.
Nice, nice.
I don't know. If
yeah, I got Jason to pull the Game Informer card, and he got me a beta code. So
nice.
Nice. It's always good.
So I'll see you on this weekend then.
Yes. I'm all actually. I have the installer running right now.
Oh, do you really?
See,
yeah.
Are you downloading shit while you record?
Maybe.
I don't know how you
can do that.
How are you running
like,
shit,
real?
Man? That's risky, dude.
This
is podcasting
I'm a bold
bandwidth,
man.
This is bandwidth you're using up.
He's got fucking confidence in his running shit.
I guess, man.
Well, this computer better be able to run it. So we'll see.
I don't know how you can do that, dude. Like, I'm trying to give myself literally, I don't want to buy another game until January, because I really want to put a lot of shit into Skyrim, because I legitimately like it, but I know if I get into any other game, I'm going
to There's
be
not
like,
much else for you to buy, except maybe Saints Row.
Oh, no, dude, there's a ton. Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3.
You're more the shooters.
I really want Rayman, Saints Row, of course.
But when you haven't even discovered everything
Zelda's
in Skyrim.
Zelda's been kind of tickling at my butt for a while.
Yeah, dude, Zelda, God,
it's,
I hate myself
I'm a man
for
too.
Wanting
I've
Zelda.
I've never beaten a Zelda game. I've never gotten halfway through a Zelda game.
Hate nearby, dude.
And for some reason, I'm just drawn to them. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's
rough.
Don't buy it, man.
It does. It sucks. Ultimate Marvel's Capcom, I played that today. It was kind of decent. I'm like, I'm never going to play this. King of Fighters 13 came out today, and I'm like, that's getting pretty decent reviews and supposed to be pretty, half decent.
Well, when it starts working online, then you can buy it.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what's
that's
the big
fuck that game
was
worthless unless
there.
You can play it online. These days, at least. Well, you have some people play. You can play. You play
not locally. Oh, no, I have no. Like no. I have like literally two friends that play fighting games, and local is not that local. So.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, within like half an hour or whatever each other drive, and no one's like, hey, let's get together and play Street Fighter for a bit. Yeah. So.
Anything else? Because
this has turned into the I wish we were playing these games section of the podcast.
Yeah, it almost turned into like a fucking. There's way too much shit to play that we can't. But anyway, there's. Anyone else has played anything else new?
No.
I'm good, man. How about you guys?
There's really no news at all. Nothing that's worth like.
I'm not
feeling
it.
Rumors and stuff.
No, neither am I.
Hey, who's running shit in the gaming industry right now? G-Hoff.
Hey, what up, guys? That's me.
So you tell me what's up, dude.
We got a couple emails. It was short notice. We were originally going to record this on Thursday, Friday, and that got bumped up to Tuesday. So, here we go. Question of the week. Sup, bros? It's Hedges 001 again.
Hi.
In my opinion, it's the publishers who run shit in the industry. They set the price points, they pay for games to be made 90% of the time, and they are who we give our money to. True. It's all well and good to complain about devs like Infinity Ward and Silicon Knights when they make a bad game, but people rarely realize that the milestones in development are set mostly by publishers, since they are footing the bill. Example. Pissed about generic sports title A being a roster update? Well, the development team was probably told you have 4 months to concept, prototype, design, build, and then 3 months to test. Of course they're going to reuse that shit. If they didn't, they wouldn't get paid. Sorry for ranting, little dudes. Hedges out. I'd agree with that, 100%.
I'd agree with it almost to a point, but Tiburon is I'm sure he's talking about Madden.
Well, he just
because look at MLB The Show. I mean, I don't play those games, but I hear that those things are phenomenal. They put one of those out every year.
Oh, for sure. Well, same with NBA, and the NBA 2K series have always been good for the most part.
Yeah, so he's, I mean, he's...
But he's got a point, though. Like, his overall point, though, I think is 100% bang on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's Silicon Knight's fault that X-Men tanked, and X-Men was terrible. Because they probably had the contract, and was it Activision who published that?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're probably like,
of course it was. Of course.
They're probably like, this is the due date. This is the deadline. You got to hit it. This is what we're doing.
But you know what? I think Activision is running shit though. Overall. I mean, look at what Modern Warfare fucking did.
Yeah.
Gangbusters, man. Look at those. How much money?
Hundreds
made.
Of million dollars.
Hundreds
later.
Of
yeah,
millions
I think it's...
of dollars later. You know, it might have been the same reiteration, the same shit we've been seeing every year, but my brother was at the fucking GameStop at like 7:30 the day before the game came out, like waiting in line for the midnight release. Yes, he was one of those guys, Travis. So, I mean,
hey, dude, that Modern Warfare is mandatory. Dude.
I know.
See,
I
that's
know.
The thing, though. That's like that's the one game I think Activision. Like, I'll say it again. I said it before on the show. Like, that game is one of the ones that Activision I think has. Right, like everyone's like they're killing it, they're running into the ground. Well, you know what?
Nope.
Sales show it's definitely not. It's on the
it's
up.
Not.
It's still
no,
going
it's on
up,
the up
every single time, and because they have two very talented developers, like in what's it called Treyarch and Infinity Ward, and Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer
yeah,
really
Sledgehammer,
stepped up this
and
year,
like
yeah.
It's like again, it is a. It's not like Guitar Hero was a 1 year life cycle, 1 year cycle for multiple different consoles, multiple different games by the same developer.
And you know what? There's only so many songs.
Exactly. Yeah. That. And, yeah. How much can you iterate on, like, you know, on a freaking rhythm game? Whereas at least Call of Duty's like development cycle, each one of them hasn't been any shorter than say an Uncharted game or a Gears of War game or like save the last.
Because
one.
Because you're all setting the development the developers
exactly.
Like one's working on one's each taking like a year and a half, 2 years to make their game kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like yeah.
That being said, Activision's they've gone the opposite way on a lot of their franchises and
of course,
totally,
yeah.
You know, burn them into the ground and
like Guitar Hero.
Yeah, like Guitar Hero, yeah. Or like X-Men. Like I mean a lot of their licensed games are not that good because like Hedges said, the developers might not want to make a bad game. Of course no one wants to make a bad game. But because the time restraints they have on them because of money and, like, let's be honest, like, a lot of people don't realize that these publishers pay the bills. Like, they pay the developers. Developers need someone to fund their project.
Mm-hmm.
And they call all the shots, basically.
Well, that's why a lot of companies are going, like, a lot of those indie developers like being, like, smaller and indie and, like, they can kind of... deal if they can release like small like games on like you know Xbox Live or do things that way because then they don't have to then they can sell their game and get it published that way, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
they can make their game, you know, their $15 game and then sell it that way on Steam and on Xbox Live. They don't have to be under the umbrella of the publisher the entire time and bow to the you know, their developing isn't really constricted by the developer, you know, the publisher, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
And some developers get the leeway. I mean, like, Bungie did when they're with Microsoft. I mean, BioWare, they're going to under EA. Blizzard, I mean, come on. Like,
oh, Jesus.
Like, do you think EA at any point or anything like this would be like, hey, guys, literally Diablo's got to come out at this
Dude,
date.
Blizzard,
like,
is running, Blizzard is running shit as well. I mean, I know it's Activision as well, but Blizzard runs
sorry,
shit,
yeah,
man.
Activision, sorry, yeah.
But like, Blizzard runs shit, man. I think they run shit more than Activision does because they said, oh, we're going to take 5 years to make our game? Okay.
Yeah, they don't care. That's what look at Valve. Valve is technically still independent.
Where's Half-Life 3?
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're taking forever, but they're not. They're running their own ship, but they're like they don't have a publisher to tell.
I'm not gonna lie. I've done given up on Half-Life.
Oh,
like,
dude,
I know it's coming.
Episode
3
is not happening.
Hey,
not happening anymore.
Are you sure it's coming, Travis?
No.
Are you sure?
No, it's gonna come.
Episode 3 is not happening,
another...
dude. It's gonna be Half-Life 3. It's not gonna be. It's not gonna be episode.
Half-Life well, I'm not saying episode 3, but the next Half-Life in general, like
you're saying it's not gonna happen.
I'm done caring. It's gonna come.
Okay.
It's gonna come, but like I just don't care anymore. I've cared for too long. I was like, I got Assassin's Creed to play. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's a publisher and developer who obviously don't give a shit about, well, I guess Deadline.
But they do give a shit, though. They release free DLC, and they, like, just...
No, I'm not talking Valve. Valve's awesome. Valve's freaking amazing. Okay. But Valve doesn't have a publisher. Valve's pretty much, like, as big as they are, they're independent. They're not...
They are, you're right.
They're not self-publishing, but they don't... They're not owned by anyone. So they basically, when they have a game ready, they're like, we need a publisher. And every publisher's like, oh, we'll do it. Usually it's EA who does it. Like, we'll do it. But they're not owned by anybody, and they don't... So basically, they don't have anyone telling them, here's your deadline.
They've got a little thing called Steam running for them.
Exactly. They're making their own money on the side, and they're making a shitload of it, so...
Yeah, no shit.
Cool. We got another email?
Let's do it.
Sup, gents? This is Animated Fan, and I wanted to write into the feature for the second episode of this brand new podcast.
I hear it's great. It's awesome. It's
fantastic. In the console gaming industry, Activision and Bethesda are the bitches that are running shit. As for the portable gaming industry, Apple is the company that is running shit all over because I hear so many people on podcasts talk about which iPhone games they are playing. Oh, that's right, he has a Zoom, so he's not into that the iPhone stuff. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go run some shit over on the other games I'm playing. Catch you guys later. So, yeah, as well, we already talked
about it. Yeah, portable. I think you're right. Apple is definitely running shit in the portable avenue. You know what I mean?
There was some stat that was released, or not released, I guess they talked about another podcast, I can't remember what it was, one of the IG ones, that 2 years ago, the Nintendo DS owned like 87% of portable gaming market share, and within like the last 2 years, they've dropped down to like 40-something due to iOS games.
Dude, my friend just got an iPhone, and guess what, he's talking about these games he's downloading all the time on his new iPhone. Like, he had like a regular phone before, and he just upgraded an iPhone. He's not talking about, oh, I'm playing my DS, or I'm playing my PSP, or I'm going to be getting a Vita. He's like, I got my iPhone, and I'm playing games on it. Like, he's a normal American, and this is what's happening. Like, that's
and
what's winning.
Playing shit.
That's who's running shit in the portable gaming. Is
the gamers?
Fucking...
The people who own the phones?
Yeah, I mean...
Or, like, overall? Or like...
Although, I don't want to play games on my fucking phone because it drains my battery. That's not the kind of
person I am. that's one of the main reasons I don't either.
Yeah, next thing you know, like, it's 5 o'clock and your phone's not working anymore because you play games on it, like, at lunch, like...
Yeah, in a couple hours, like, oh, man, I get my friggin' minutes for free and shit in a couple hours. My phone's dead. This sucks.
Yeah, because I was playing this awesome game on my phone, and like, it looked really awesome, but it sucked all my battery. It's ridiculous.
Bethesda's the one you mentioned, actually, that we didn't... They just became self-publishing, what, a few years ago? When did Wet come out? It was right before that. Because I think Wet was one of their first ones.
About 2 years ago, I think.
Was it? And that's huge, because it was 2K that was doing their publishing before that. With like,
I didn't know that Bethesda was publishing their own games now.
Yeah, they're their own publishing company now, too.
So, yeah, Rage and...
Rage was Bethesda, yeah.
Brink was the first one this year that actually got some really decent publicity. It was a shame that the game was balls nasty.
They made some bad decisions.
Well, they're making money off they're making money off the Skyrims.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing fine.
They're doing just fine. They're doing all right. You never know. They could be one of the bigger ones like soon. Like Skyrim apparently sold three and a half million. Yeah, 3.5 million.
And that's
like
just
in the first week or two?
Yeah,
not even. Like, yeah,
a couple weeks.
And so, that,
I mean,
that's
you multiply 60 times. I mean, there were no deals on Skyrim.
No, not at all. And like, I mean, Oblivion sold that maybe in a few months. And that's like a hardcore RPG.
Yeah.
I think this actually hit into the broad, like core gaming community somehow it did when Oblivion didn't.
There hasn't been a really good RPG in a while, though.
Like, I know, but I'm saying like this. You know? I think this broke up into like this actually introduced I think more people to RPGs.
But I also think it got the people that like I don't play I love RPGs, but I haven't gotten a really good one in a while. So I think it's also getting them really excited too.
Like Fallout, you don't think Fallout was awesome?
You know how long ago Fallout was though?
3 years.
3 years ago, like
no, 2 years ago. When did,
no,
when did
3 years
come
ago.
Out?
It was 3 years. Ago.
3 years ago, man. Like, I mean, when was the last good RPG? That's I mean, a really awesome RPG. It's been a while. Like, that's been
Fantasy
this 13? Good. No, no.
I didn't beat the game. White Knight Chronicles.
But, no, what I'm saying is like this I mean, beat out like Fallout and Oblivion.
Oh yeah.
So it's not just hitting like the RPG market. It's hitting it's borderline mainstream on that. Like, it could be.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
It seems
yeah.
like it's kind of like on its way to working what Final Fantasy VII did back in the day. I wouldn't say it's going to hit that type of numbers or whatever, but
it's going to be interesting to see the next Elder Scrolls. We'll see how it
to see how that
after.
Does.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, this one's doing gangbusters, and what is the next one going to really, like, are they really going to. We'll see, you know. It's
that's what happens when you add dragons to a game, people.
Fuck, man. Developers fucking dragons, listening. Dude.
Yeah,
you
dragons.
Got me buying it, man.
Yeah, dude.
You know who's running shit? The fucking dragons
the
are
dragons,
running shit.
Exactly.
The fucking dragons are running shit. Because
these
the
people who bought this game, they don't know about the like you know the improvements they did with the menu system or the streamlining of how you like you know level up and all that kind of stuff. No, they just knew dragons.
And then they said infinite dragons? Sign me up.
And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if some shit like Game of Thrones helped out with that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
Game of Thrones. I'm going to tell you what. I mean, this whole genre of like this, you know, I won't even say medieval either because, I mean, it's something else. Like this dark fantasy
like,
type
like
of like.
Fantasy type shit.
Yeah, that whole genre is really, really picking up. And I think, you know, Game of Thrones is really doing a big thing about that. Skyrim's really benefiting from it. I mean, I'm really happy to see this type of. You know, genre really thrive in pop culture.
I also
mean,
read a
really,
lot. So
really
the new Aragorn book just came out as well. So I read those as well.
Like the ERO
Aragorn, like the book, like the
one written by like the 12-year-old or whatever.
No, he's not 12. He was, like, he's probably like 25 now. Dude.
Well, now,
yeah. He was like 15 when he wrote the first one. And it's been a while, yeah. But the last fourth book just came out this past week.
Oh, okay,
that's fucking dragons, man.
There you go. And why? I mean, Harry Potter's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like in the Harry Potter. It's like Harry Potter. So it's one of those things where books and, like you said, Game of Thrones. I mean, those are books as well, and a lot of media, fucking dragons. You know, and gotcha. I mean, there's Lair as well. I mean,
awesome game. I almost bought that.
That game
like
does
bucks.
Have fucking dragons in it, but
dude,
man, that game
still.
Is fucking bad.
It's well, we talk about it all the time how bad it is, but I still bought it day one. Even though I saw those reviews.
Was there anything, yeah.
I mean, IGN gave it like a 4.5 or something, Greg Miller. Love that guy. And I was like, oh man, I like you know, I usually have things in common with what he, you know, games he likes I tend to like a bit, and he gave it a 4 or 5. I'm like, oh my god. Still bought it.
We need more dragons that be running shit, though. We need more dragon games. Successful
For sure.
ones. Like, there aren't enough out there.
No. I would say Skyrim's dealt with dragons probably really well. Like,
but do
you think
any other besides
Lair,
some other really good dragon games?
Panzer Dragoon games are amazing. Mm. Panzer Dragoon, like 1, 2, especially like Saga was awesome. Like, another good RPG. Orta was decent, but Orta was kind of like, I guess, past its time. Like it was kind of like it was an on rail shooter. It was like
that was the Xbox one, right?
Yeah. It was like a very
pretty
version
like
of
that
Panzer
one at
Dragoon.
All.
We need some more modern day dragons.
Yeah, no, there's not enough. I mean, people tell me that game for PS2 was pretty decent. Not
oh,
awesome.
What's it called?
Dragon Guard.
Dragon Guard. It was the Square game, right?
Dragon Guard.
That game wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I just heard it's kind of like run, like you know, average. Like you know,
it was average.
Great,
it was
running
on. Was it Unreal or was it?
I don't know. It was PS2, so it wouldn't have been. Oh, it might have been Unreal 2.
No,
maybe.
That was PS3 though, wasn't it?
No, it was PS2.
Oh, really? Is that really PS2?
Yeah,
fuck,
like
getting old.
Yeah, for real.
I am kind of worried though, like because as awesome as you know, I mean honestly, we bring it up all the time, you know, with the fucking dragons thing. Like the dragons make Skyrim, man.
They really do. All my epic moments have been like dragons landing and doing fucking
shit. Yeah, it's been about the dragons, and I'm really, really concerned that in terms of with video games that the drag like especially in this post like Twitter type like you know trending world that we're in right now that this you know the video games and especially movies and everything too like they just have this thing about taking a subject and just running it into the ground. they did it with vampires. They did it with zombies.
Yeah, zombies
you know,
especially.
And I really, really hope they don't do it with dragons, man. Dragons is a really, really cool thing you can do in video games. And I just have this nagging suspicion.
It might happen. Because as much as we say who's running shit, in actuality, the consumers are. What sells is what they're going to go to.
But in
this day and age, in this economy, that's what like game publishers have to go by. That's what movie studios have to go by. Everything. That's why like there's no originality because if something doesn't make money in this day and age, it's over. It's done. Like, yeah, it's just,
money talks, man.
It's closed down. Like, it's not like... Like, it's just because the way the economy is. Like 10 years ago, that wouldn't be the case. Like, a studio would try something new, bomb at it, and then they would get another shot. Let's do something, like, let's do something really good this time. And then, like, look at friggin' Guerrilla. Like, their first game was god-awful. That cell shot game for Xbox was really bad. And they come back and do Killzone. Boom. This day and age, if a developer tries something new and don't have the funding for it, they're dropped. Look, bizarre. Like, how good of a developer have they been in the last, like, few years? They've done all the Project Gotham games, Geometry Wars. They put out a couple turds, and they're dissolved. They're gone. They're no more. It's like, now it's like, they have to. It's like, we're the ones spending with our, like, our money, and that's the thing. It's like, if we don't give the stuff that we say we want, then we're not going to get it. We're just going to get, we're going to get the zombie stuff. We're gonna get the vampire.
Yeah, but why
stuff.
We're not running shit right? I mean, all we're gonna get is more shooters.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's like.
I mean,
yeah,
we're not running.
In the long run, that's why I personally really appreciate the indie, like the Dead indie Disney. Developers,
oh,
because they're the guys that are actually trying to do things that are different. They're the guys trying to like truly, truly innovate. You know, I mean, I like seeing these Bastions.
We get a Bastion, yeah.
Awesome. I like seeing these Gemini Ruse, you know, something that, even if they bring back old things, like, I like seeing that kind of stuff because, you know, our pop culture shooters and, you know, our, you know, games that, okay, well, Dragons are the trend, let's do a Dragon game. These guys aren't going to do anything brand new and special, you know, they're not going to do anything like that. They're just going to stick with what works, what they know it makes money. And you're just gonna sit back and collect a check. That's why I really do appreciate these indie devs and everything. So hopefully we'll see even more things come from them. You know, I say hopefully. I know we're gonna see more things come from
you
the indie,
will, but it's not
gonna
get out of the grasp of like the hardcore gamers. That's like it's not gonna go past that. And okay,
and I, you know, and I think you're right, and it's depressing.
Yeah, because yeah, we is, all yeah. want that epicness. We all want, like, can you imagine, like, a game that this indie developer, like, did, like, with a huge budget, with their imagination and their thought process and their, like, ideas would be so amazing with a huge budget, but they're never going to get that because
the people that buy these games. But would it really be epic? Would it really be
good? Well, that's the thing. We'll never know.
Not that you'll never know, but it's one of those things where, yeah, they have a great idea for like a downloadable game and a $15 game, but would they have one for some epic game? And I don't know, because thrusting upon someone like a huge 2 or 3 year development cycle with, not cycle, but a game with all this funding, all this money, all this leeway to make this kind of epic game that you want, I don't think you can do that with those. I mean, you kind of have to earn that because... I mean, look how long it took to get to Skyrim where we are now. Like,
I agree and disagree. You know? Portal started as this like little college like little thing, which what it was when they showed it was this little. It would have been like one of those like little indie games. It would have gotten like a flashing whatever, like this tiny game. Valve got a hold of them, gave them a budget, added people to their team, and Portal was brought to like you know into this world as it stands now. The first one, it was freaking awesome,
But it wasn't even that. But it wasn't even a full fledged $60 release.
No,
game
no, no. But that turned into Portal 2, which was that.
That's true, though. But what you're trying
you're
to say
never
is
gonna, what I'm saying is a lot of these like everyone. I think everyone respects. Well, not everyone. I'll say like a lot of the people who follow the industry respects like the indie game developers like that. But the publishers in no way are going to give them a budget. Like let's put it this way: like the guys who created Portal probably didn't have any budget at all. But then Valve saw what they were doing and said, this is awesome. If Portal was released as these college students like envisioned how they put in concept and released it, probably would have been a decent game. But the fact that they then got a budget and they got like, a huge-ass developer behind them to do all this stuff, it became something amazing. And that I think that's the problem, because no publisher these days are going to take a risk on taking something that original. Like I said, like Valve, Portal was an anomaly. And that happened right before the whole like recession thing started. So, but
it's a huge anomaly. Actually, yeah, I mean, I think it is probably
it's the exception, not the rule.
For sure.
I think it's not even the exception. I think it's the biggest Cinderella story, probably of this generation.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
It's as big as it can get for a nobody developer. to just come up and
I mean, they
be
bought
something.
Them. They bought these two dudes. They are Valve. We're going to buy
now.
This idea. Like, yeah, we're going to take, you know, like, whatever, bring you on board and stuff. And that's like...
You're hired.
As much as people love, like, we love Super Meat Boy and stuff like that, like, those guys are...
What about the Dota guy?
The which guy? Oh,
Dota? That could be
Dota.
Big, too.
Oh, yeah, well, those guys are hired, too.
Man. I don't even know who hired them, Valve or Blizzard.
Valve did. Valve did, yeah. Oh, Valve that's why, it's called Dota 2. Like, they hired the people who did Dota.
That was Valve. That was the Valve guy. So the Valve, Blizzard guys, Valve, which ironically was where it started.
Those guys are fucking smart, dude. They know Valve. How to like pull in talent.
But, you know, so Valve is running shit. So they got Steam.
No. Who's actually running shit is the dude who created Minecraft. That guy is running shit.
Oh, can I talk about
that
Notch,
game just
man.
Officially came out.
Gold,
like,
it's
just,
Notch is out.
Just officially.
How was Minecraft not in our new release list?
Because we didn't do a new release list. We did it last week. Did it come out
last
this week,
week
or did it come out next week?
We gotta get on Chris week. About that, dude. We gotta get on Chris about that.
Well,
because
technically the game has been out for fucking like a year and a bit.
No, it is not.
Technically,
you could have bought it last. You could have bought it a month ago if
Holmes,
you wanted.
Holmes been out for how many
years?
Ago. It's still, yeah, exactly. But now it's officially done. It's like
1.0.
Yeah, he's got his exactly. It's 1.0. So
I can't wait with the announcement of a brand spanking new Xbox Live Arcade version of Minecraft.
Oh, God.
With like everybody doing their own servers and everything, dude, that is gonna be fantastic.
I can't get
there.
I can't
like,
get into Minecraft.
Ooh, no,
gives
dude,
a shit.
No,
yeah.
Fuck off, you guys. You guys, you said you can't get into it. Tom, have you even tried it?
I've looked at it. It's not me.
It's one of those. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a graphics whore, dude. I cannot stand
it's not
the
even. It's not even the graphics horniness. It's like it's reading the description. Like I am not a creative guy when it comes to that kind of stuff at all. Like I can't, I can't put visual stuff in my mind onto anything. I just can't do it.
No, Jeff, I am creative. I am creative. I don't want to
same way.
I don't want to spend hours
zero
digging.
Creativity in my bloodstream. And I gotta tell you, man, I. It's not about that. You just see something.
Hey, look,
and you're
I dug a hole for 14 hours.
I know. I don't want to do that. I don't want to dig a fucking hole with a blocky axe for like 12 fucking hours.
You don't want to do that. It's so easy to say this sounds unappealing.
Yeah,
but
then
just,
in one
it.
Hand, I have a blocky axe which I could dig into some blocky ground, or
and build
fucking,
a blocky
or,
block,
or I have some 60 frames per second fucking dragons flying around and I can kill. Which one should I choose? I'm going to fucking choose the fucking dragons.
Okay. You can't
so much
compare.
For independent.
You can't, there's no
I really respect
world.
Any developers. I'm going to support them.
They came out. Hey,
there's
techn-
no way.
Hey, both
hey,
the te-
listen
both
up. Listen
out
up.
The
listen
same
up.
Time.
Listen, let's squash this. There's no way you can compare Skyrim.
No, no.
Minecraft.
No, he's saying that kind of ironically. He wasn't
hey,
saying
hey,
it like.
But, both games came out gold right but, around the same time in November. I'm going to compare the two.
But there is something about taking ownership in the world, and there is a lot of comparisons to Skyrim with Minecraft where there's something about taking ownership in a world and saying, okay, I'm going to do something here.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to start it right now, and then it just becomes something. Like, just seeing something that you made with your two hands just become something.
I am not...
No game in the world has done what Minecraft is doing right now.
Little Big Planet.
And there's something special about it.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet.
Any type of modding system
no,
for any of the
no,
source
no.
engine
Little
stuff.
Big Planet, it's on a level-based system. It's totally different than you actually sitting in your own world and just making something out of it. It has nothing to do with creativity. There is something legitimately special about it, and you have no right in the world to say that is bullshit when you haven't played it yet.
First of all, rewind. I never said it was bullshit. I totally respect Minecraft for what it is. What I said, Travis, was it's not my thing.
It's
that's totally two different things.
Yeah, I respect
dude.
It, but if I had a choice between Skyrim
said,
or Minecraft,
yeah, I said I'm not creative, so it doesn't interest me.
Okay,
I'm not taking any respect out of Minecraft. I'm just saying.
For the most part, I play Madden, I play Assassin's Creed, and I play Modern Warfare 3. Okay? I'm just going to tell you right now, it is not my genre either.
But
there's
you just
something
got
about
sucked
that
into
game.
It just whatever.
The game is magical.
I'm not
going to
take that away from you or the millions of people that have played the game. I just said that this guy's running shit. This guy was fucking brilliant. This is one dude who was a fucking multimillionaire before the game even came out.
Yeah,
the guy.
He's a baller.
That if there's an epitome of running shit, it's that guy.
It's Notch
because that guy's sitting there like you know he's like all naked with fucking $100 bills over himself, being like, oh, I don't want this to be official yet.
The Notch takes on Bethesda and is like, dude, scrolls, like let's fight for it, like let's play a game. Yeah. If you win, we'll drop the lawsuit, or you know.
Like, are they actually in a lawsuit right now?
I think they're still in a lawsuit.
I think it just ended. I don't know how it.
They might have settled. I think they might have settled.
Well, I think they settled.
Yeah.
So Notch got more money, or did
no?
Notch
I think the other way. I think they just settled on something. I don't remember what it was though. But
I didn't even realize that he was getting sued over something by Bethesda.
Yeah, because apparently Scrolls is happening though.
It's his new game or something, or it's an add-on. Is it an add-on to Minecraft? Or?
Oh, so he called it Scrolls, so now Bethesda.
Yeah,
like, oh,
Bethesda's like,
on,
we have Elder Scrolls. People are going to confuse that. It's name brand confusion.
Okay, that's kind of douchey in terms of the overall industry. Because I mean, if realistically, Valve with Dota 2. I'm sure Blizzard, if they really wanted to, could have went after that. But they're like, fuck it. We got millions and millions and millions of dollars. You got millions and millions and millions of dollars. All it's going to do is expand the brand even more
for either one of us.
You
know, your PC gaming play, it's good for PC gaming. Like, we need more PC gaming. Like, let's not try to quench that. Like, we're going to make our money off StarCraft, Diablo, and everything else. Like, do what you do, you know?
Yeah, you guys got Steam. Good luck with your whatever.
The game and Valve, they're running shit for sure. Like, I think Steam is. I'm a full fledged Steam gamer now. Like, I love the fact that when I build a new computer next year, all my Steam games will work on my new computer. I'm not confident about that on the new systems. What's going to transfer over from one system to the other, or how that's going to work? All my Steam games, all I have to do is install.
You don't
Steam.
Know how long that investment's going to last for. Basically.
What on PS3
or on the consoles? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the computer, I can just download Steam games again. And they'll run, like,
no matter what.
They'll run on my computer exactly. Yeah. You know, and a lot of it's now Steam Cloud, Steam Works. So all my saves are saved in this cloud automatically. It's saved in my account. Like, it's great. You know, I can preload stuff, so I don't have to go to the store. I can just start playing at midnight. You know, it's awesome. Like, I was preloading the game on, like, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I preloaded Steam on the Wednesday before, and I'm ready to go Thursday night, you know? It's great. But I think they're doing a good job of it, Steam. I like having all my games in one place, and they do a good job of messaging and putting it all together, you know? Like, they came together and said, let's put this one thing together that works really well, and they did. So, and they're getting a lot of my money. It's just way easy to do. They have great sales, and like we're talking about the Steam sales earlier, it's phenomenal. How do you beat it?
They're running shit on your wallet, basically.
Oh, they're running shit on my... I've spent a lot of... I look at my Steam list, like I have like 50 games on my Steam list.
Yeah, how many have you played? Four.
I would say maybe 10 of them.
How many have you played maybe for more
two.
Than 15 minutes?
Maybe.
Oh, I'd say 10 Three. Of them. I say 10 of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's good shit.
So clearly a lot of...
I think we're...
A lot of companies
I'd
and people running shit.
I'd say big publishers
shit.
And stuff like that. And I'd say, in the end, I think really it's the consumers. And they're talking with their dollars. And as much as we hate stuff like people buying dumb stuff on like stupid DLC, like or whatever.
Can I give you one example?
Sure.
If Battlefield 3 was on Steam, I would have bought it.
Oh well, yeah. Well,
I didn't do that, for example, that's why it was on Origin. Yeah.
Origins is a big mess. I've tried.
It's
to
a big mess. Guess what? Yeah. That's why I say Steam is running shit. Because guess what?
But Steam was a mess when it first launched too, though. So it's like. Give them time.
But if EA would have said, okay, put your game, we'll throw your game
they
on Steam
have done
as well.
Both. It probably would have sold.
Guess what? I would have bought it on Steam. No,
yeah,
because
I,
in a second, I would have not even.
100% agree with you. I think they would have got way more sales if they did that. I can see why they didn't, because they want to be like, we need some exclusives. They're basically making exclusive platforms on PC, which just doesn't make sense. I'm like, why would you do that? Because it's the same
platform.
It seems like
we don't give a shit if you don't want to put it on our thing.
Yeah,
right?
Valve's like, you want to miss out on like possibly like millions of dollars? Go for it.
Go for it, yeah.
Yeah, like it's the same platform, but they're trying to segregate the platform users, doesn't make any sense at all. But anyway,
But I ran shit. I said no. I want it on Steam. I want it on Steam.
So you didn't buy it. So
I didn't
like,
buy it.
You
I still don't
own
it.
Your
I
own shit on
I,
your wallet.
I love the demo. I mean, I love the beta. It was great. But I said fuck.
I think you're gonna start seeing cross-platform shit. This is ridiculous, guys. They just said cross-platform for PC, which to me, it doesn't make sense. Why are they doing that? But it's gonna happen. I think you're gonna see that stuff on there because EA can't afford. Like, what's EA's next big, really big game? Like, I mean,
Mass Effect.
Mass Republic.
That's technically their member.
Mass Effect and Mass Republic. Like,
yeah, they have two big
really,
ones coming up.
They're going to take a chance of, like, I'm sure that's going to be exclusive to Origin for a long time, but
yeah.
You put that game on Steam, then that's a totally different story that's going on.
Yeah.
There.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So. So do we have anything else? Like,
I love what you said, Jeff. I gotta say, I think we should end it with again a reiteration of what you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that it, the consumers?
Yeah.
You know, it's us. It's us, the people that are buying the product out here, that we're running shit. You know, if there's something that we don't like that a publisher's doing, well, you know what? It's because the majority of the people are buying that stuff, and that's kind of the.
Guess what?
That's definitely what I'm taking out of it.
You're going to get another Call of Duty next year because you're voting with your dollar. You're running shit saying, we love this game. Well, give us another one.
So buy Rayman because Ubisoft came out and said they're going to, depending on how something like Rayman does in retail, will determine how they go about doing Beyond Good and Evil 2. Which I think, first of all, is a big fucking cop-out for them. But buy that shit. And fuck you, Ubisoft, for putting that out right between Modern Warfare and Skyrim. That was pretty
and douchey. For $50 at retail, yeah. Eat a dick.
Yeah. $60 at retail, isn't it?
So, yeah, $60, I guess it would be $59.99, yeah. So, yeah, I mean,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Shitty on them, but, you know, if you want to see more games like that. It's like, I look at like, the 2D hand-drawn platformers to, like, Disney hand-drawn animated movies. We're not going to see another one. Because people didn't go and see Princess and the Frog or whatever the hell that movie was called, so... It's not gonna happen.
Why would you? You got Pixar. I think Lion King was the last real one we've seen. So.
I don't know. I dig the animation.
I dig the
hand drawn stuff.
Have you seen Tangled?
Tangled is amazing. I loved it. But
awesome,
it's CG.
Hand-drawn. No, it's not.
Tangled is CG, dude.
Tangled.
It is CG, but it was Disney. That was Disney done.
Yeah.
It was
the last. The last hand drawn Disney one was Princess and the Frog or whatever that was called. And it did terrible in theaters. Like, it did okay afterwards.
No, but was that because of the story, though?
No, like, I think that was because there's so much CG. Like, don't forget, like, these movies are aimed at, like, kids. So, if you go, like, 10 years of all CG, that is almost an entire, like, almost, like, generation of, like, people, like, 10 or decade of people who have never seen a hand-drawn animated movie. So, when they all of a sudden bring one out after that... People are like, what is this? It looks like, to them, it's going to be like, this doesn't look as good as Toy Story.
It looks almost like Minecraft.
Exactly. It's going to be like Tom looking at fucking Minecraft. It's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
I refuse to comment in light of that being a troll.
It was a total
a trap troll. For trolling me as he's saying something. So I'm not even gonna comment on it.
I'm not gonna take the bait. That's exactly what it's like. Exactly. It's like all the people who are like, man, I like the old school games. They looked like, you know, when they looked like fucking Halo 1. Like, really?
Halo 1. Like, what?
That's my brother, dude. He's like, my brother's like 18 right now, 19. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah, he has no idea what the fuck side-scrolling platformer hand-drawn shit is. Like, has he
what's
played
Duck Hunt, Hedgehog? Man? What's that?
Yeah,
shit?
Yeah, exactly. You have to keep that shit alive. You got to keep releasing that shit every once in a while.
That was my shooter. That was Duck Hunt, man. That was my shooter.
All right, guys.
Gumshoe,
well,
man. Gumshoe.
Piece? Have we set our piece on the?
I think so.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Drill
yeah.
This to the ground. Yeah.
All right. Quit buying stupid shit, people.
Yes. Yeah. If you're going to run shit, run it well.
Run it well with good grammar. Good job, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, so I guess we're not going to do new releases, really, since, I mean, really, it's Thanksgiving week.
Travis
everything.
Is lazy.
That's Papa, everything. That's Papa Scoot's, not that's Papa
that,
Scoot's deal, man.
The what?
That's Papa Scoot's deal.
I know. Yeah,
he reads it.
I'm not gonna tread on Scoots' territory.
Yeah.
You just didn't look him
let
up,
Scoots
did you,
do his own thing, all right? And plus, it's Thanksgiving week, trust me, nothing is coming out except for some bullshit DS stuff. So, we won't even mess with that. So, we'll jump right into
emails.
Jeff, I know we got something.
We got one. Hey guys, Kung Fu Gold Chain here.
Yeah!
I'm a couple episodes behind, but I wanted to comment real quick on the whole gaming recession. There aren't many things that are recession-proof, but people will always find a way to play to pay for alcohol. And these days, they're cell phones, which is very true.
Amen.
What's up, wine? What I don't understand is why Sony chooses February to come out with the Vita. I mean, okay, sorry, it's split up here. Sorry. I mean, this thing is going to come close to $500 for the system, memory stick, and a couple games. Pardon me. I've already thrown down close to $400 for... I know, it sounded terrible.
Hello, wine.
Exactly. Oh, Jesus. I've already, I've already thrown down close to $400 for 5 holiday release games. Hell, I can't even find time to play them all. I guess what I'm trying to say is, that's a lot of money right after the holidays, especially for high school and college students. Would they do better having a holiday release, or are they scared of the 3DS holiday lineup, or possibly cell phone gaming? Just a thought. I guess the first PSP launched in February, but this is a situation where people are going to be getting 3DSs, DSs, iPhones, and Androids for Christmas. Vita seems awkward and bulky with the dual sticks for everyday travel and not very practical. Very true. And that said, I'm still getting that mamma jamma, and it's going to be freaking sweet. Peace out. P.S. She likes dick and cider.
I get it. Play on words.
Dick and cider.
Dude, I mean, Kung Fu Man, don't fret, buddy. Like, just first impressions, the Vita feels really, really good, man. It's perfect. Like,
well, that's not PSP, what he's saying, though. He's not saying what it feels like. He's saying it's bulky and big, which it is. He's not saying what
it is, but I mean, this is coming from the guy who thinks the PSP 1000 feels better than the 2 or 3000 because
true,
of,
but did you ever
the
carry one
that
around
that
in your
sticker.
Pocket?
What's that?
Did you ever carry one around in your pocket?
No, I use a fanny pack.
Well, that's what he's getting at. He's saying it's bulky and you can't just carry it around.
I think what he was getting at really was like when it was coming out though, like
well,
when it was
too,
being
yeah.
sold, like because in terms of the recession thing is like, is February the best time? I don't think they want to be releasing it now. Dude, there's so much other shit coming out.
We're looking at the end of two. I mean, we're looking at the end of February, so we're looking at 2 months, maybe very very close to 3 months after Christmas. I think it is a decent recuperation time, especially for the price point. You know, everybody was shocked at how low the PS Vita, you know, was priced at. That on top of the fact that, yeah, it's almost three full months.
Like I'm not going to lie. I have a prediction that's going to be the Vita. I have a prediction about the Vita for next year, which I'll save for a prediction thing. But it's hardcore gamers. Like, yeah, $250 is a great fucking deal for something like that. But what about the regular people?
You know, in contract, I can get an iPhone 4S for $200.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people are going to look at that and be like, oh, I don't know.
That is true, but it can't play a full 8-9 hour Uncharted experience.
Are you sure about that? I mean,
well,
100%. It cannot play an Uncharted.
Well,
why hasn't the iPhone come with a goddamn attachment that hooks up to it? Like, just take apart the peripheral part and just attach it so the screen is the... Why?
Well,
why haven't we come up with that yet?
Travis, like, the PSP will prove that console games on portable systems don't sell. So it's like, yeah, the iPhones and whatever won't play in Uncharted, but is that what people want? The majority. I'm not thinking...
It's what
I
want.
Think of the big market. Yeah, exactly. That's what you want. That's what I want. That's what maybe Tom wants. What Chris wants. What Jason wants. Whoever wants. But... If this thing to be a success, it's got to compete. Even if they say they don't want to compete with these other handheld devices, it has to. Because if they're not marketing towards these people, it's got to be
kid friendly. Look at you know how the DS survived? Fucking Pokemon. That's how it fucking did well. You had every little
Nintendo
kid who had a fucking
Pokemon.
DS.
Yeah.
That's the beast.
Kids aren't buying
Nintendo,
a Vita.
Yeah.
Kids aren't. They're not buying a kid a Vita. I wouldn't buy my kid I wouldn't buy my 8-year-old a Vita. No hell. What? No, it's too expensive. It's too nice. It's really fucking awesome. No way I'm buying you a Vita. I'll buy you a shitty DS.
Like, friends of mine have like their iPad, and you know, like their 2-year-old daughter knows how to use that thing more than like anything else.
Yep.
Just because it's very simple. There we go. And yeah, that's what. Well, I don't know if this goes really away from his question his email,
a lot,
so to speak. But yeah, it does a little bit. But I don't think the money's like. I think it's a big thing for getting into the mainstream at first. Like, I mean, $250 is going to be huge. And he says, like, you need the system, memory stick, and a couple games. So
it's true. Yeah.
So really, it's $250 plus because the games are what? Did they really? They're $50, aren't they?
Forty is the base price.
So
yeah.
You're looking for like almost $300 with one game, two games, like you know, four whatever.
And you need a memory card.
Stick. Yeah. Does it come with a memory card though?
No, I don't think it does. No?
Well, they are doing that, and this actually brings up another point that I'll kind of side with you guys, but. The Vita is doing something really unique where it's $350, and you'll end up getting the 3G version of the system,
the bundle
the bundle, a 2 gigabyte memory card, And then also on top of that, you're also going to get Little Deviants as a game, all bundled together. And you're also going to get that on top of that a whole week early.
Hey, can I? How much system space does it have on there by default?
I am not sure.
I don't think it comes with.
To be honest, I'm not really sure.
Because the thing is, though,
PSP
want...
doesn't have anything, does it?
No, it does.
Does it?
Oh no, it doesn't.
No,
right,
it doesn't.
PSP...
It needs to have.
I don't think so.
2 gigs is nothing, if you think about it.
It's nothing for
that's true. But
my phone has
16
gigabytes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's the point that I'm trying to make, though. It does seem, and I will side with you guys, it does seem like a little bit of a desperate strategy.
I wouldn't say it's
okay,
desperate.
Not only are you going to get, you know, all this extra stuff, but we're also going to, fuck it, we'll just go ahead and put out a week early. It does seem like they do acknowledge
the fact
that...
I don't think that's desperate. I think that's actually fucking brilliant.
it is brilliant, but I can see the reason behind it. Okay, you know...
It's going to get people like
what
us
happened
to
with
jump
the 3DS.
On it, really.
Yeah, well, I can see that, but I think they're trying to learn. It's like they're trying to learn lessons from the 3DS, but they're using some interesting. I don't want to say shady, but
well, they're hoping they know it's reviewed well, and people who've held on to the beta have said a lot of positive
really
things.
Nice,
so if you can
get
people talking positively a week before its big release. The word of mouth will go a long way.
Yeah, not like media. Like
if you can get the hardcore people who got it pre-order and got it a week before, they'll start talking up themselves and giving you free advertisements. So when the general public goes and buys it, there's a good word on the street about the Vita.
And to be honest, I think what would have been really good for Sony, which I don't even know if this would have been possible, is I know – well, didn't they have something to do with AT&T? They're going to be covering the 3G for it or something like
that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, in the States.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that, though.
They need to do something along the lines of what cell phones do, like what we've already touched on with the whole data plan. Like if you buy – like if you sign into a contract for like 2 years for your data plan for your Vita, you get it for like $200 or like $150. Through that third party.
No, you don't want to buy those kind of things on contract. Like you don't want to buy like tablets or those kind of things on contract. You're only like that's benefiting only AT&T, not you.
Oh, of course. Well, yeah, because you're in it for the long haul for like what 2 or 3 years for having because
if you sign a 3-year contract for so much a month, you're giving them that much money. Like
oh, for sure. But I'm saying though, but if you're getting a 3G version anyway, you're going to be paying some kind of monthly fee. No matter what.
It's only I believe it works like the iPad though. For example, iPad you pay per month. So for the iPad, if you get 3G on the iPad, if you want to use it that month, you pay for that month.
Okay.
You don't pay like every month.
The upside that the iPad had is it already has the Apple brand recognition and it's iSign.
A lot of tablets aren't like that. Actually, you're right.
Yeah,
like the Android
I'm
ones
saying
aren't.
For them to actually get in there and get a good like to break into the market that. Are into the iPhones and the iPads and all that stuff. I think they need to make that because I think if they don't do something like that, or something to get the people
a subsidy, like a subsidy, basically.
Yeah, well, just to get people that are not the core gamers interested in it. Because if not, they're just going to be selling to the same market that they sold the PSP to, which didn't really do too well until it was hackable.
Yeah.
And it was like,
there
all
you
right,
go. There's the key.
There we go. We digress, though. We have digressed.
Yeah,
we digress. We definitely have. So let's actually get on track. Jeff.
Word.
I know we got those, well, running shit questions going on right now. What is Twitter saying tonight?
Well, not too much that we have to do with running shit. We have some of these questions, though. And on the Twitters, actually, we only got like a few. Most of them from the same person. Jack Bauer. He says, what weapons do you keep around your house in case of a break-in? He's like, I got my cricket bat. That, throwing knives, and nunchucks.
Throwing knives?
Yeah, exactly. Throwing
where
knives.
Where the fuck do you
live,
Jack?
Hey, any knife is a throwing knife. Remember
that's
that.
That's true, yeah. Exactly.
You can throw any knife you own. My steak knife is... I have throwing knives.
You can throw... Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I can throw them.
Well, totally. I, for one, I have one of those chrome college baseball bats. The ones that, like, when they connect with the ball, they go, ding!
Yeah,
I love that. It's one of the greatest sounds in sports.
I have a Nerf gun.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got a Nerf gun.
No, I think we all have Nerf guns. Now,
I got a
right?
cat.
We
I can
pretty much all have Nerf guns.
I used to have an original Xbox, which was close to the bed, because you throw that at anyone.
They're dead. They're gone.
They're done.
But even a fucking dragon wouldn't take that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dead.
Yeah, I don't have anything, dude. Weapons, I really don't. Man. I don't know where you live in England. How many hooligans are around your place? But I don't really have anything. I used to have a Darth Maul lightsaber above my bed.
That would count. Was it the one where you, if you hit it, like it makes a noise?
Yeah, it made the noise and shit.
Oh, sweet.
It,
like, yeah, definitely.
Those were sturdy. I'm not gonna lie. Those were some sturdy pieces of plastic.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. They could totally.
If you whack someone in the head with that at full speed, you get some damage.
Yeah, for sure.
Full bruise. You'll get a full bruise.
Full bruise, definitely.
Then he sends a picture of his cricket bat. He's like, my cricket bat is the least friendly, though. And it says cricket bat with a smiley face drawn on it. Awesome.
That's awesome.
GNT Robbie, 1051. Buddy from the Game Talk podcast. He writes in and says, ever have one of these? It is a picture of a turducken. But it comes in a bag.
I've always wanted to have a turducken.
See, I wish we could put this picture up on the.
I know what a turducken is, though. I don't.
Yeah, this is actually one. It's a turducken. It's a turducken. It's come from a company called Big Easy Foods.
Yeah, you can buy them. Yeah.
So you can actually buy them already in a bag and.
Yeah.
Throw them in there.
You still got to take them out.
It's actually a New Orleans thing.
Oh,
a turducken.
Really?
Yeah. It's a turkey. A duck and a chicken.
Fucking brilliant.
Oh, yeah, we know, yeah. But, yeah, that's where it was invented. That's where, like, the origin story comes from.
I don't think it's the origin, but it's big in Louisiana. Yeah, it's really big there.
Are they good, though?
It literally all tastes like chicken.
I was going to say, it probably tastes like the same fucking thing.
It all tastes the same. Yeah. Like, you can't tell the difference. Like, ooh, I just
you have to wrap it
the duck really stands out here. No, you can't tell. It just all tastes the same. Yeah, it all tastes the same.
You got to wrap one in bacon and the other one in a steak.
That fat back bacon.
Hell yeah. Well, that bacon has hardly any fat on it, but yeah. It's that American bacon. Crazy fat on that shit.
Crazy fat. Just suck it up.
That's the
good American way.
That's what you should be wrapping it in. That's the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap a turkey up in bacon.
Biff Sticks writes in and says, what did you eat for dinner?
Some chili. Megan made some homemade chili.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, put a little sour cream, some sprinkled cheese in there.
Oh, hell yeah.
No sour cream of mine. Crackers for me, though.
Crackers? Well, I used to be big with crackers.
Oh, I love saltine crackers in my chili.
No, I dropped some oyster crackers in that joint. Yeah, it's hot. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I used to do that. Not so much anymore. I don't know why.
I have more crackers than chili usually when I have chili.
You pour a little bit of chili.
I like a little chili with my crackers, yeah.
Yeah, I had a fucking Lunchable. You guys have those things?
I had one for lunch. I had one for lunch tonight.
The what?
Money's tight tonight. We're going to lunch it up.
No, do you guys have those things, right? The Lunchables?
Yeah. I had one for lunch today. A pizza.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I ate like a few hours ago. I'm like, I'm good to go. But I was like, if I'm going to have a little bit to drink, I probably have to put some in my stomach. So I'm like, well, we have
good
no
deal.
Really. I can't cook anything in time. So I don't want fast food. I'm just going to go get, you know, I was going to get, like, you know, a little bit of mix for my stuff and went in there. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have a fucking Lunchable. A little cracker, some ham, cheese. Good stuff.
Have you had the pizza ones?
No. They look terrible.
They're awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
They look.
I got to get on that pizza joint,
dude.
They look
fucking terrible. It's like cold.
Yeah. It's like, you put the sauce on it, and a little cheese and a little pepperoni.
Think about it, Jeff. Jeff, think about it. It's like Lunchables, good. Pizza, great.
Yeah, but I'm not a cold pizza fan of
neither.
Like,
neither am I, but it works.
It really works.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
You get these little pita bread things. You put the little sauce on it. You got enough for both two. You get two pita things. You get two little pizzas. You put the little cheese on top of the sauce, and you get three little mini pepperonis for each pizza.
Mm.
But the cheese isn't melted or nothing. It's just kind of like
just eat it. No, but you know, there's no melting. There's no cooking. There's no throw in the microwave. There's two of them. Yeah, and the one I get comes with a little crunch bar as well. Yeah.
Mine came with a Kit Kat, a little small Kit Kat.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of like the finishing touch. I was like, I get a treat
myself.
Nice. I'm going to have this shot of a Kit Kat bar.
Well, Jeff, is that all of the
questions
we have?
Oh,
why don't you give me a break? Not of that Kit Kat bar, but of that question of the week you touched on last week.
Oh, you're going to have a question of the next week? Yeah, we touched on it last week a little bit. It's hard to word this, but...
Say it like you said before.
When in your, I guess, your gaming career did you actually really start paying attention to developers and who actually made the games you were playing? I kind of want to know this because there was a certain part when I was playing video games, like a certain time frame where I was like, actually started reading up on the stuff where if a sequel came out, I'd actually want to know if it was the same developer that the people who made the original game made, or else I'd be like, ooh, I don't know first. Just know that. I just want to know that from the listeners.
I feel it. So basically, when was a time in your life when you started reading into more than just the video game itself?
Exactly. When do you start paying attention to developers, publishers, etc.? If there's a certain game that kind of triggered it, a certain forum, a certain website. And also your age as well, because that would be kind of cool to know.
That's important. Yeah, I think it's good to know.
Like age, games, developers, series, whatever. Check it out from there.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, that's a good question a week. And you guys can send your answer to the question of the week by writing into email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also get in touch with us in other ways. You can also send us a voicemail. We, like I said, Chris said it last week, we have not got a lot recently. So send us some more voicemails. And you can send us a number at 706-760-4337.
Standard long distance charges do apply.
And it's like Leap, but it's not.
Hey, both of those. That sounds good. We also have a Facebook group that you can get in touch with us at. I think Jack Bauer really keeps that updated, so thanks, Jack.
Actually, there's another dude on there who's been updating it all the freaking time on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah,
I do see it pop up, yeah.
Yes, is it John Lucas? I'm going to need to look it up now because I want to know who this guy is. Because he's been posting stuff in there all the time. So, I'm sorry if it's somebody who goes just under a different name that we always talk to all the time. I don't feel like an asshole, but... yeah, he's been up there posting news and stuff.
Yeah, Jason Lucan, right?
Yeah, Jason Lucan, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah.
So kudos,
either way,
kudos
we love
to
that you,
guy.
Dude. Yeah, cheers. we can also find us on Google Plus. We got a little Google Plus page going on right now. You can contact us on our Steam group. I think Nate is really heading up that Steam group right now since he's like
he's
of the people
in
this. Yeah, he's kind of the PC guy of the group. And of course, you can get us on Twitter as always. You can get us at Indus Chris. Indus Travis and Indus Jeff.
G-E-O-F-F.
And you can also...
He changed his name. I was going to say you can get Glenn at Indus Pro. I was going to name off all the Clockwork.
Yeah, we got Clockwork, Indus Pro.
But it's not Indus Pro anymore. I think he changed it just to Kill 9. I'm not too
sure. Oh, really?
Is he back to Kill 9 again?
I think so.
I was reading his tweets today and it was Indus Pro.
Was it? So it's still Indus Pro? Because I was just looking it up the
not
other day
gonna
and it
lie
wasn't
to you.
Popping up. Okay, so it's still Indus Pro. Cool. And then Clockwork. What's fucking Nate? Nate's Twitter's it's Zangief something rather.
Zangief something.
Yeah.
How about Indus Nate? How about he just
changes? How about you
change
your fucking name, Nate?
it's just too complicated.
It's like Zangief
to
bear
proclaim
wrestler
on a podcast.
Or something like that. I don't know. BTW Bear Zangief.
So Jeff, do you personally have anything else to add?
I do not think so.
No? Well, Tom Mace, Dr. Mace, man, why don't you pimp your shit real quick?
All right,
before
I'll pimp my
go.
Shit real quick. So I'm also I run a podcast on the retroids.com. It's the Amplify Gamers. We talk about music and video games. We kind of strain a little bit away from music a little bit, but doing this for 3 years, you start to stray a little bit from video game, music, and start to talk about other shit. And we do review a lot of other music albums as well. So
now you talk about furries and porn and stuff. Awesome.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Well, our last episode, we talked about closed department stores in America.
There you go.
Sam was drunk and was talking about closed department stores in America.
That
sounds
amazing.
Sounds like Sam, doesn't it?
Actually, sounds really funny, actually. Sam, when he's drinking, turns everything into
it. Always. So, catch us out. We record every other week, so not every week, but every other week. So.
Where can they find you?
Cool deal.
Retroids.com or AmplifyGamers.com. So
cool,
yeah. Awesome stuff. Well, finishing up, guys. If you can always remember, you can find us on iTunes as well. And if you are on iTunes, please send us a review. It's really important to us and everything like that because we do this show for you guys. So we'd love to have more people even get a chance to listen.
Makes them feel all good inside.
Hell yeah, 5 stars too, or 1 star if you're an asshole. It happens.
Well, you know,
what can
if,
you do?
If you're doing something wrong, it's good to know too.
A terrible review, either one of those would be cool.
We're gonna get one saying they hate.
Do whatever.
They hate when you run.
Anything
shit
will make us happy. Right
1 star,
we
hate. We
like
you
the attention.
Shit.
So
says the
so
host.
Signing off. So signing off. I am Travis.
I'm Jeff. And I'm Tom.
Good job, Tom.
I think
you're
he dropped
throughout
the
entire
actually
show, and you just fucked up.
Yeah, he literally just dropped right at the end.
Oh, he dropped at the end.
Way to go, Tom. Way to go, buddy. What's up, Dr. Tom? Dr. Mays. Fix your internet! You're a fix fucking your doctor. Jesus. Oh, upgrade that
play
shit.
Your games.
You're a doctor. Pay the extra $10 for the fast internet, you son of a bitch.
What are you fucking talking about? I'm
hey,
that wasn't me.
You totally just dropped the call.
Maybe it was me. I don't know. I had internet issues before.
Oh, on that note, oh my god.
Alright, kids, don't be a doctor.
Don't be a doctor.
I can't wait to listen to that little bit that I missed when I was off the call.
And we'll see you next week.
Take it easy.